participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Let's get restarted in here.
Everybody, everybody, get into it. Get stoked. Get retarded. Get retarded. Get retarded.
Let's get retarded.
Hello.
Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Bart, Don's son, calls in with a report from his first semester at Clemson. How's it going? We'll find out. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Here is my son. I did not ask to put him on the air. We were talking during the commercials. I was asking him a bunch of questions. He said, Dad, would you like to talk with me on the air?
Now, is this football music or is this collegiate music?
This is the closest we have to college music. My son, the freshman. Howdy, Bart.
Howdy.
Howdy. Now, first question, I think a lot of people who have grown up listening to you on the show and everybody here wants to know. I know the answer, but you can tell them. How's it going? How are you adjusting to college life?
Adjusting well. I'm having a good time.
Now, you might wonder, the questions a father asks a son. Mm-hmm. And I told you I'd had a bit of that anxiety, a little empty nest thing, but what's been a cure-all for that has been football. That Bart and I were on the phone continuously Sunday,
right,
into the Sunday night game. Last night, he called me up, and we were talking during the Tampa Bay game,
mm-hmm.
except because I'm watching on the satellite and he's just watching on regular TV down there, he's getting the game 3 seconds before I do.
Oh, so he gets a better feed.
No. So imagine as we're talking in between the plays, you know, we're talking about his day and our fantasy team and jerk face Allen. We're talking about all of that. And as Al Michaels says, and here come the Buccaneers, Brad Johnson up to the line, Bart says, it's a slam to Keyshawn. Now, on my TV,
you get a little skip.
I don't see the play for three more seconds.
Right. So you finally have to rely on him to give you all the details.
No. He says, if you don't stop that, I'm going to go.
Oh. Because you hated somebody knowing in advance of you.
Well, now, Mike, it's frustrating when you're really watching a game and you see the guy come up to the line. And I'm not lying when I say, I'll do a count right now, 3 seconds. One, two, three. In that amount of time, the quarterback has snapped the ball. He's already done something with it.
Quarterback draw.
You see it. Bart would say, oh, good run by Allstott. And as he's saying that, Brad Johnson is just, on my TV, just handing the ball off to Mike Allstott.
That's got
to
kill you. I know that would kill you.
It drove me nuts. And the more that he knew it drove me nuts, the more he kept doing it.
Sure. Of course, because that's his job.
And then at one point, Frieda came by and Ed said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm on the phone with Bart. And she said, well, what are you yelling about? I said, I'm not yelling. I was just in that animated, you know, hey, sure, you know, knock it off or I'm going to hang up.
You're being festive.
Yeah, we were having a great time. We've had lots of conversations. And one of the conversations, I ask him all the typical dad stuff that I think a dad would ask. I don't get real in depth on the scholastic stuff.
Probably good.
It's mainly, you know, did you make your class on time? How is it going? Do you have any friends? What'd you have for dinner last night? What'd you do last night? But here are the questions that I really think, as long as he's willing to come on the show, that our people need to hear. I was going to say the network, but you know the network. Our three stations need to hear. You've been down there at Clemson since, what day and moment did I take you down there, Barty? It was August
19th?
August
20th, 18th, 17th?
August, yeah, somewhere in there. Coming up on nearly a month ago, at least 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. You've had at least 3 solid weeks. How many loads of laundry have you done?
Three.
Now, hey.
No. I told you I did it in one day. It's not like I've been spreading it out. I did three loads of laundry in one day.
Well, isn't a load like just doing the laundry? How many times have you done laundry? Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, I mean...
I've been in the laundry room once.
Once. Now, I mentioned to him, I said, because one of the things that he's told me is that he's not going to do laundry until he runs out of clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, well, all right, you know, I'm down with that. I've lived that lifestyle.
You're down with that.
The problem is...
Down with that, homie.
The problem is that the clothes that he's down to now...
No, not now. Before.
But you know what he was wearing to class? My MC Hammer parachute pants.
You know, and Reebok pumps.
You know those awful, ridiculous clown pants that we wore back like in 1985?
Yes, stylish and functional. You can put pens in them.
Anyway.
Maybe you don't like them, but I like them.
Well, I know. Rob, you got to turn this goddamn thing off. Where's the click-click?
We got it right here.
Well, put it in.
We
can
do it for click-click-click.
There you go. So he's wearing parachute pants, MC Hammer pants.
Uh-huh.
He's wearing, I guess, and what do you wear? Are those like lime green ones with the tiger stripes?
They're not tiger stripes. They have like a plant motif.
Can't you wear anything with them?
I wear Reebok pumps with them.
What do you wear for shirts?
A polo shirt.
A polo shirt. Mm-hmm. So you've done laundry once in 21 days.
Yeah, I need to do it again soon.
That's good. Let me see, health-wise, how you doing as far as eating? Are you eating on school facilities?
I'm eating on school facilities. I'm eating mainly one meal a day.
Now, why is that?
I did that when I went to school.
Because I sleep until noon most days when I don't have a class, and then I go directly to class, and then after class, I eat dinner.
You do most of your studying at night, late at night?
Yes.
Does that
Let's
mean,
say yes.
You know, I wanted to ask you a basic question. What is the best part about college so far for you? And what's the worst part?
And don't say being away from Mom and I, because Mom might be listening, and you know how she gets.
Go ahead.
Being given the responsibility to be able to miss a class if you're not feeling up to it.
Freedom to decide.
That's the best? That's the best thing?
One of the best things.
All right, give me another best thing besides having the responsibility to miss a class.
How many classes have you missed?
One or two.
What about the one yesterday?
The one yesterday I get to make up on Friday.
Ah. All right, so you missed one or, which is it, one or two?
Two.
Two. Missed
no,
two.
One.
Okay.
Well, one.
Either way, that's not a
no,
bad
No, two. Answer. Two. Yeah, two.
Two. All right, two.
And what's the worst part?
Being away from my mother and father.
Now, come on, give us the real answer.
I haven't really seen a bad part, having to do my own laundry.
That's the worst you can come up with, having to do your own laundry.
What else?
And the thrill?
If you
could tell everybody the thrill of having not one... But two 24-hour Walmarts?
Within driving distance?
Within driving distance?
Wow. Well, it is the South.
I haven't lived.
What is so great about going to Walmart? And you know, there were Walmarts here at home, but I guess the deal is that if you ever got up at 2 in the morning and you wanted to leave, Mom and I would say, you can't leave.
Right.
Right.
So is that part of it now that you just get up at 2 a.m. and you go to Walmart and...
No, it's like if I can't sleep, I'm like, check around on the hall, who wants to go to Walmart?
And you got wheels down there, so you can go to Walmart, huh?
Right.
Uh-huh. And the guys in your fraternity?
I'm not in a fraternity.
Right, in your dorm? The guys in your dorm, how do they seem to be?
Seem like cool guys.
And you pledged a fraternity?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
After discussing it with my parents, I did not.
Decided to wait a semester. Got accepted and said, hey, he'd wait a semester.
That's not, you know, I mean, you got plenty of time.
It's fun. Yeah.
Right, so he's still a free agent. You know, and Frieda, of course, was all concerned. Like, oh, well, this because she still lives in whenever she went to Clemson, like 1960. She's like, oh, the social circles, he's going to be out of the social. Meanwhile,
well, you got
to
pledge again. That's the only thing. Yeah,
that night he called and he was going to a tailgate party, right?
Yeah.
And then to the
going out tonight.
And then the schedule, I guess, we got on Saturday was that he woke up at about 1, called home to say hi, like that, good son, called to say I'm going out tailgating, spoke to him, then the next day I said, what did you do? He said, I got up about 1, I went to Eddie's at 3, went to the tailgate, then went to...
What's Eddie's?
Eddie is a...
professor, cool guy.
Okay.
Professor. And then went to the game for the first half of the game, then went back to Eddie's house and slept for a few hours. Then everybody else got back from the game, and they woke him up, and then they went, where'd you go? The Hurricane and a couple of other places.
Hurricane, which is normal bar, and then Overtime, which is after hours.
And keep in mind that I'm
but here. I did not drink because I am under 21.
That's my boy.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. That's my boy. So that's what it's like at college. He really, I'm so happy to hear that.
What's your toughest class so far?
Spanish 202.
And what I'm so happy to hear is, you know, when we ask, and really Freedom Live asked this in real life too, not the radio style, you know, what's the worst? Is everything okay? And we just get from him, yeah. He digs it.
Mm-hmm.
He digs being on his own.
I think most people do. I don't know what the rate is. There's some people that can't handle it, you know, that turn tail and run. I read their statistics about that. But by and large, it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, it is.
I'll let you know. I'm doing better with it. But how about that song that made Mom cry over the weekend? You want to? You know, she might be listening now. Would you sing a little for her right now?
No, I'm not going to sing.
Oh, come on. Just one line.
You sing then.
Well, no, it doesn't mean the same if I sing. It's got to come from you.
I know you have a copy there in the studio. No, are you making me sing?
No, Bart, I don't have a copy of it.
Well, everyone knows the song. You can tell them.
If You Leave Me Now by Chicago.
If You Leave Me Now.
My dad.
That was it. Yeah, anyway, that song made my wife cry. And then when I put my son on the phone with her, I said, sing this to Mom. Mm-hmm. Well, as soon as she says hello.
It's a very poignant
Dad,
song.
Dad?
Yeah.
You made me... You made Mom cry, basically. I'm going to play that country song when I get home for you.
Ah, you know what? I'll have built up some tolerance. I'll be able to listen to that song when you come home.
Want to bet?
Yeah. Now, you're coming home for the Maryland game, right?
Yeah, and I'm coming home for fall break, but I think Maryland's game's first.
I believe so.
College is great, man. You get so many breaks.
Yeah, and he's doing great would be the word. Doing great. And your plans tonight?
Going out.
What time is your first class tomorrow?
2.
2 in the afternoon. Way to go.
2:30.
What time is your first class on Monday?
9.
Ooh, that's
freshman.
That's the one he missed yesterday.
No. Mike, ask me what time my first class is on Friday, the night after Thursday night.
Well, yeah, but I was always proud of the fact that in my freshman year, I was one of the rare freshmen that had my very first class on Monday at 6:30 p.m. But what time is your class on Friday?
2:30.
2 o'clock, 2:30. Afternoon, and you're set.
Oh, Mike, if I had stayed with my original classes,
yeah?
I wouldn't have any classes on Fridays.
Oh, and Bart, listen, when you're talking to Uncle Mike, I still think you should call him Uncle Mike, even though you're in college now.
I like Mike.
You shouldn't just call him Mike.
I like Uncle Mike better.
And you call him Uncle Mike still.
All right, Uncle Mike.
Okay, freshman.
All right, bud. I love you. That's it. Have a great, what is today, Tuesday? I'll talk to you before the end of the week.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe. I'll email you. I'll send you another email that you never answer.
I read them, though.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. All right. I love you. I'll see you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. There he is, live from college.
It's a good decision to wait on the fraternity. I think you go to your sophomore year, frankly. You know what I mean? I know they like to get their hooks in the freshman. It's an important decision because, really, if you don't get into the one that you feel is a right match with you, you really... I mean, you're fused to these guys for 4 years.
Yeah, that's,
it can be unpleasant. Really can.
I talked to Frieda. Said that's where I'm out of the loop.
Obviously. Second semester is the best way to do it.
Because I didn't go to college. I wouldn't know. And I said, even though I am the way that I am now, I know back when I was 18, if I had gone to college, I wouldn't have been in a fraternity. I don't want to join a dumb club, but that's just the way I am.
It depends. Because really, on certain campuses, It's just there, and then on other campuses, it is really the only way. University of Maryland comes to mind. University of Maryland is a very good school to be in a fraternity because that's really the whole social thing, and fraternities have parties with other ones. And I mean, it's a social thing more than anything else. And then there are other ones where they just have fraternities to have fraternities. And then there are colleges where the frats are on the out, you know, where they're kind of like they're an island unto themselves. So it's it depends on what the circumstances are. But, you know, if he wants to go sig up, I'm a legacy, so, you know.
Anyway.
I can get him in.
Nah.
I can get him on the quick.
That's what's going on in college.
Actually, they kicked me. I think they kicked me out because I revealed that ritual where they lit my chest on fire.
See, that's why I'm not nutty about him joining one.
Hey, yeah. The rituals aren't only, that big a deal.
My only knowledge of this is what you've told me.
The kid that got third-degree burns knocked the alcohol out of the guy's hands when they were writing the Greek letters on his chest.
See, that's all I know is what you
just
told
me. Just a little mistake. They put blinder goggles on you and you strip down to your underwear. And then you have a cranberry juice in your
baby.
Yes, my boo.
Did you hear the boy on the radio?
No, I missed him.
He is so well adjusted, so fine, so happy. And listen, it wasn't my choice. He called during a commercial break.
Yeah.
And then he said, do you want to talk to me on the radio?
Oh, he misses it. He misses the limelight. He's incognito down in
and
South Carolina.
I said, sure, and he came on, and we asked him, here's one of the questions, what was the best thing about being away at college, and it was not having anybody tell him that he has to go to every class.
Not exactly. It was having the freedom to not go to class when he didn't want to.
Right. And the worst thing was, the worst thing was...
Laundry?
He couldn't come up with a worse thing.
He really was very, very happy down there, but I think he used laundry. The first thing he said that you should, you were telling him he was fooling around, but was not being with his mom and dad.
Yeah, but he was kidding on that.
I was so cryy this weekend.
I know. If you leave me now,
I don't even start with
you. Take away the biggest.
Set me off.
So she comes up with this with the iPod on. And
sobbing.
She's crying.
I'm outside power washing, and my tears are mixing with the water.
She's crying, and she goes, here. And I put the headphones on, and I'm expecting to hear some heart-tugging, not some bubblegum piece of crap.
Anything would have set me off. Every sad song was making me cry.
Yeah. If you leave me now, you la 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 la. Oh, but you're fine now. Come on.
I didn't expect it. I was riding high, and all of a sudden I crashed.
You should have heard him. He's happy. Just like I told you, he's happy. Mm-hmm. And you know he's happy last night when he's calling me during the game and busting my balls because he gets it 3 seconds before I do.
You know, but you make fun of me, but what I think is really incredibly sweet is on Sunday when he called you several times because you were sharing football stuff, you came in and said, seriously, you said, it must be my lucky day. Bart just called again.
And you're in, buddy. You're in. That's if he's nice. Doing that.
Yeah.
You are in.
But to call it lucky because his son is, I thought that was so sweet.
I miss him. God, I
know. But it's really, I mean, I tell you, hearing you talk about that, I remember on football game days calling my father on Sundays. And believe me, if your son's calling you on Sunday, and it's the same way I felt about my father, you're all set. You're golden on that one.
No, let me say something to all the everybody listening out there. Call your mom and dad. It makes their day so lucky when they hear from you.
Yep. Let me just say, not with my parents though.
Well, you don't have to call your mom and dad.
They can rot in hell.
Okay.
Way to get us back on track now.
I'm serious about that. was that you know, today was the day I had to go see my head doctor.
Ah.
And boy, was that a big topic of discussion.
Sure.
Crazy Sam and Crazy Fran.
Absolutely.
It's the perennial topic of a discussion. They haven't even done anything new.
Oh.
I mean, it's true. I mean, it's sad that even without anything new, what you have to carry with you your whole life.
It's my burden. I'm working on it.
Wonderful. You were my therapist.
I'm working on my issues.
I was so upset, and you, with all your therapy experience, were the perfect husband.
Yeah. Oh, baby, and I've got something right now. Not for you, babe.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, dear. Did you hear that, Frida?
It sounded like a growl over the phone.
Well, it was a little more than a growl.
I had to do something to break the tension in here. You were saying I was being a nice guy, and that makes me uncomfortable.
Well, I'm glad you're uncomfortable there.
All right, babe.
All right, boo-boo.
I love you.
I love you, too. Thanks for letting me know about Bart.
He sounded great.
All right, my boo-boo.
All right, baby.
Thanks for letting me know about Bart.
You're welcome.
All right, goodbye.
Are you still going to take Buzz's sex pill Saturday night?
Sure.
All right. Ooh, I want to hear about that.
Still got it.
I'm not going to take it Saturday night. I will take it in my hand Saturday night, but I don't know when I will physically ingest it. We have to plan our lovemaking around football and food and other things that are more important than sex.
Planning the lovemaking around football. That somehow sounds sexy.
Well-trained. Well-trained. She knows Sunday's out. And actually, the coach's show start at 10.
10 o'clock with like 7 hours of guys talking with their hands.
All right, got to run.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
It's the most overanalyzed sport in America, and you lap up every drop with a spoon.
I do.
Who's the guy on ESPN on SportsCenter that they go to? The
You mean one of the Golic boys? The big,
no,
the fat guy?
Another guy they went to last night talking about Monday night.
Sean Salisbury?
Sean Salisbury. Another hand talker. Do they go to camp where they say, use your hands like you're holding a football?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wake up, Homer.
Hey.
Come on. Move your butt. You're blocking traffic.
That's no way to address Sir Drinks-a-Lot.
Come on. Let's get you inside and scrape the gum out of your hair.
Okay. Hey, Marge. What's your favorite radio station? Well, Marge.
What?
What's your favorite radio station?
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
It used to happen quite often. Equipment problems in the studio. It's the best of Don and Mike.
All I ask for is 6 cart machines to do a show with.
Five,
I normally don't even complain about the half-assed telephone system that's not really installed all the way.
Someone's going to be upset now.
Wendell, don't take it personally. The computer that really doesn't work.
Winner!
The computer that really doesn't work all the time. Uh-huh. The other faux monitors that you had in here just to make it look like something was happening when really nothing's happening.
Right. Hey, John Norman's bringing a cart machine in here.
Here you go.
All
hi,
right.
Johnny.
Hi.
Hi. Well, you're not even an engineer.
No, he's giving this up from his production room.
Oh, so you're loaning us one.
Yeah, you can have that one.
When is Wendell going to come in here? Because I always enjoy that dynamic.
Wendell's in the shower right now. He's swinging. Wendell's very sensitive.
Yes. He is the most sensitive guy.
And it's not Wendell. I'm not mad at you, Wendell. I'm mad at the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Now we have 6
cars. Now, John is actually hooking that up.
Outstanding. There you go.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
You know, I swear that there are people out there who must be listening to this, and we try not to dwell on this, but listen to this and think, well, these guys must have nothing going on today. No, I got to show up, and I got to tell you, this place sucks! Really, this place sucks!
You need some newer equipment.
Really does. Let's see what Hughes has to say. He's here today. I had to sit through his boring lunch today. Let me see. Ken Stevens.
You're spiraling. You are spiraling.
I'm fine. And don't bother updating the phone list. I guess I'll just remember that Ken Stevens is fired and that Michael Hughes has his job now. God. Hello? Ken? Michael?
Is his name still on there?
Yeah. Ken Stevens still has his name on the phone list.
Well, that's the one that's taped to the, that really...
Well, you can't get an X-Acto knife and take a piece of tape off the plexiglass?
Isn't that your plexiglass? Or is that the station's plexiglass?
It had been mine, but it's now used by all.
It's used by all?
Used by
all. There's a fresh
used
list.
And loved by all. Well, here's a brand new list.
Mm-hmm.
Got everyone on it.
Michael Hughes. Well, it's the same number as Ken's. He's just not answering his phone. I'm not kidding about this. I mean, there's nothing we can
do. What do you require?
Equipment that works. Computers that are up to speed.
I know.
You know, someone who gives an ass. Look at this place.
While we're on the subject,
yeah.
Is it unreasonable to ask for a slightly more comfortable chair?
You know, if you want that, you're going to have to buy that yourself.
This is cheap crap furniture that I sit on every day, and I wish to have something from maybe the Lazy Boy Company.
Well, that now, there you go. You can ask for that, and maybe Lazy Boy will come through. I'm telling you, what am I supposed to do?
I'd like a Lazy Boy in here.
What? I don't even know who I would ask for equipment.
Does anybody use the? You're talking about vital stuff to do this broadcast, and I'm simply thinking of myself again.
Listen, last word on the subject. I promise we'll stop. You see this computer right here? This fine workman, this horse that's worked for so many years.
Dude, you know why?
It's a Dell, and you know why it's here? Because one day we were complaining about the computers, and the people at Dell Computers gave us a computer. That's a computer that was a gift.
And that's the best one we have.
Yeah. One day the people at Dell...
And they gave it to us.
The people at Dell Computers heard us bitching about how this is like the worst station in the world for equipment.
Might be time for an upgrade. The best things in life are free. And that kid's not the spokesman anymore since he got busted for drugs.
Yeah. Are they all gone? They're all out at the big party celebrating how much money they're saving by not doing anything for the station?
I wanted to surprise you, Don, but they're all out shopping for stuff.
For you. None of them are here.
Yeah, it's the Shondell welcoming party.
I was just at lunch with two of these an hour ago.
They're at the cart machine store.
I mean, Rita, what's the point of making me go to lunch and having to listen to all that BS if you're not going to at least make the studio workable?
Lunch was not enjoyable for you?
How could it not be enjoyable, Mike? I was sitting across from Alan Leinwand and Michael Hughes for an hour and a half.
I'm sorry you had to suffer through that.
And now nobody even picks up their phones around here.
Maybe the phones are broken.
Nobody.
Hey, they're really behind you around here.
And just one last thing, has nothing to do with the cartridge machines or the computers or anything else.
Is anyone listening?
Thank you, number five.
Thank you, John Norman. John, nice job.
And I'm sorry, I'm full of piss and vinegar, and I'm loaded with complaints today.
Well, you know what you're affected by.
What?
You're affected by the weather, like everybody else. You might not even realize. Now, don't dismiss that.
I'm not. Just let me tell you about the restaurant. I hate this. You go to a restaurant. It's a nice restaurant. I'm not going to name the mention of it and mention the name of it, but it's the only decent place to eat in this godforsaken dump that city that we work in. And you get there and you sit down and your ass is not on the chair for 2 seconds before some eager beaver comes over. May I tell you about our specials? And you go, yes, because you're polite and you listen to whatever his dumb specials are. Then he goes, so what would you like to drink? I say, I'll die a Coke. Hughes says, I'll have an iced tea. Alan says, iced tea. Great. Guy has gone literally 30 seconds before he's back with the drinks. Are we ready to order? You know, and I'm not even looked at the menu.
He's catering to the businessman who has to have a quick lunch.
Right. I understand, but they're on speed. They're on speed. They're on Coke.
Perhaps next time, on
crack.
You guys should order sandwiches in.
No, they like going to this place.
They do.
These guys like it. You know, and meanwhile, the guy, while I'm still eating, I hate it when they're doing this. You're eating, and I have half my steak still left, and he comes by. Are you about finished? No, look.
You know what I think it is over
half
there?
Half the steak is here.
Do you think what it is over there is moving the bodies in and out, getting people
Yeah, except today there was 100 empty chairs.
Oh, really? Place. Okay, so there was no need for it.
There was no big, gigantic line to get in or out of this place. I don't know.
Is this special a cart machine?
You laugh.
I know.
In your next life, you're going to be on my side.
No effing way.
No, in your next life.
Hey, I was a million years ago. I was on that. I feel your pain. People don't remember that, you know, put me in there for a week or two. And, you know, maybe we should have that really one day. Give me a half an hour.
How about tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow where I go over there without any... When was the last time I ran a board?
Since we've been here? Never.
I've never run the board here.
Never. And at Wava, I don't think you did there. I think you had Frank run the board at Wava.
I think, you know, and I used to run my own board a million years ago when I was a, radio personality.
No, we should wait until we're done with spring ratings to do that experiment, though.
It would be fun just for 5-10 minutes?
No, but you'd have to do it for, have to do it for the whole show.
I could do it right now. I could come over there and do it right now.
We're in the middle of a rating period.
Look at him, he's hating this idea.
No, I think it would be funny, but...
Well, I don't think it would be funny. I think it would be fine. I think it would be fine, except for the certain... And no help from Rob or anybody, because then I have more potential to screw up, not knowing what goes where. Because here's the funny thing. It won't be that I won't know what buttons to push. It's that I won't know... Like, Rob will load the machines like he does when you're over there, but I won't know what goes where.
How about this?
What's that?
One day, we'll wait till this ratings period is over.
Okay, all right.
Because we got some time after that.
Right.
Because no one cares about the summer ratings.
Right.
One day.
Yeah.
And I'd like this. This would be a fun exercise.
Yeah, it would be fun, and I'd enjoy it.
For one day, let's totally switch roles on the show.
Okay.
Where you prepare the whole show.
Right.
And you can set the agenda, and you can set the tone.
All right, all right.
And I'll come in at 5 till 3.
Right.
And I'll just react to whatever you have.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. That we'll do it.
And you'll run the board.
And I run the board.
That'll be great.
And you'll run the board, and you'll answer the phones. And
why don't we have Buzz come over and switch positions with Rob?
Yeah. Well, no. See, that's you need Rob's helping hand.
Yeah.
I mean, I need Rob's helping hand.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, a lot of times you don't even catch it when I whisper to Rob, you know, like when you're talking.
I do.
I'll say, you know, no, not like
you,
that.
I watch you like a hawk.
No, I do that thing. I go, you know, hey, we need the big lights. Hey, we need this. We need, right. So you need, right. You got to have.
He knows where that stuff is.
You got to help me as much as I help you, though.
I will.
I mean, you know what I mean? Really, that's legit. That's legit.
I would.
Because it'll be easier. It'll obviously be easier for you.
I would be totally in support of you. Right. Totally in support.
Because there'll be like big gaping silence when you'll speak directly to me, and I'll be looking for the right button to push. And I will do this, I promise you, I commit to you, that I will do it with no practice.
Well, that's
running the board.
That's not even fair. You can come over and look at the board.
No, I don't. I will come in with the little outline, the way I would do it.
Okay.
But I mean, I think I should be thrown in without any. You know, and obviously if something goes terribly wrong, you know, and we have dead air or something like that, you know.
Now this is going to get a big laugh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm thinking, Charlie, the last day before vacation.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds great.
So Mike runs the show day.
For that day, Mike will run the show. Mike will plan the show.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've come in here when you've been out and I've sat over here, but people should understand when I do that, Rob presses all the buttons, right. and does that. So it's the idea of doing that, and I will give you the kind of outline. It won't be your kind of outline. It'll be my kind of outline, where I'm writing it in the car on my way in.
You're like standing the entire show.
That's another thing. You got to stand for all 4 hours if we're really going to do the switch for a day.
Well, technically, you're right.
You got to stand.
You can't run the board with your feet on it.
Yeah. Try me. Well, that would be a grand experiment. I would enjoy it.
You know how you always say that thing about you're not connected, and if you want to be connected,
right,
you'll be connected?
And I want all the help.
Oh, and listen, for that day also.
Oh, thanks.
For that day, Mike has to do the thing with, like, all the calls from you, Charlie.
I know.
What time do those start?
Early.
8.
8 a.m.?
At 8 in the morning, they start the calls.
Sometimes the night before.
Well, that's, you know, let's not get too happy on that, all right?
Hey, that'll be a great show before vacation, though. I'll look forward to that.
That'll be fun.
You do very well.
I will do well, and I will reserve the right at a certain point to throw my hands up in the air and quit.
But it can't be after the 3 o'clock open.
No, it won't be after 3. I guarantee you I will do at least an hour.
Okay,
I will do at least an hour, but if I get tired and bored, I'm throwing my hands up.
What do you get tired and bored? It's your show.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's a show that you planned out.
Yeah, well, you know, and then all bets are off. Then you can change. If I quit because I get frustrated, and I come back over here, you don't necessarily have to maintain because that wouldn't be fair to you.
Well, no, I'll do whatever you want.
All right,
I'll do whatever you want.
So if I throw my hands up in the air, we can still stay on my agenda.
Well, no, no, you got to be over here to stay on your agenda.
Mm-hmm.
See, because like I got the agenda today. I mean, I know it doesn't sound like it. I know a lot of you guys think that this is just like slapped together, but and most times it is, but I actually got an agenda.
No, I see that. You write that out every day.
I feel like I got the break time so that we don't screw Buzz on the news by the end of the show.
Right, right.
You know, and all that other stuff. And I got the music and all the tapes.
No, it'll be wonderful. It'll be a wonderful experience, and it'll be something that I haven't done in years.
And you get to select the bumper music.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks. You know, you're always giving me crap about my bumper music.
I don't.
Oh, you don't? You only do with one song.
Well, what?
And one? Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes.
Oh, God.
I know.
Watch Shallow Hal. It's in Shallow Hal, dude.
It's just that one kills me when you play that one.
Excuse me, hello.
Hello.
Song was out in 1970, meaning that someone who enjoyed the song in 1970 might be hello right in our target age bracket right now.
All right. Okay.
But anyway, you know, music is subjective.
I was listening to different music in 1970.
I just go by what the top hits of the day were that all people.
I was listening to anything by Donovan.
So, Charlie, let's look forward to, I don't know what the date is, but the last day before our
June 20th.
June 20th. Mm-hmm. That'll be the day we reverse the roles.
And that'll happen to be 2 days before my birthday.
Very nice.
Well.
And technically, since we're going to be gone on my birthday, it would be my birthday show, too.
But now, last year, didn't we give you a birthday show and you didn't like it, though?
I loved it.
Don't you remember? Mm. I thought the day after you said you didn't like it when
the
we had...
The birthday show was right after I got separated and made me feel wonderful.
We had all the lights. We had...
loved it.
We had Cindy Lauper, who was going to sing for you.
That I said I didn't want Cindy Lauper, and then you embarrassed me by having her call me and give me crap. But I loved... That made me feel absolutely terrific during a period of my life when I was not all that happy.
All right, we'll look forward to it.
That period, incidentally, is still going on.
June 20th.
Right.
That'll be the day that Mike's over here and I'm over there.
Cool.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be a four-day week for me.
It'll be fantastic.
That's fantastic. Very good. All right, Charlie, look forward to that.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I want people to start prepping me already.
Well, now, no.
No, I'm just going to be the same thing that you do, you know.
Because I don't get, they facilitate, but it's got to come from you.
Right. And you know what? Even better, the night before that show, you got to go out real late.
No, I don't have to be you. I just got to show up at the time you show up.
All right.
All right.
Very, very good.
I apologize.
Can I call you on that day, if I get here early? And say, can I say, are you close by the station?
Only
if it's real.
I only do that to you if you really have to be here.
Oh, that'll be fun. I'm not looking forward to the whole prep thing as much as I am pressing those buttons.
Yeah.
That's exciting to me. That is really, really exciting to me.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah. I don't want any, training. The only thing, Rob, if I screw up, obviously you'll tell me what to push, but
hand on your shoulder.
Right. Touch me, Rob.
You people will finally appreciate me. All you listeners will finally appreciate me.
They appreciate you already.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Nobody does. I got no friends.
I'm already imagining how wonderful that day is
going to
be.
Hearing harps.
You know, I'd say tomorrow, except I'm really worried because we're in the middle of a very important ratings
week. Well, it wouldn't, I like the idea of doing it the day before vacation. That would be festive.
Yeah. Okay, you got it.
That would be festive. Yeah. There's one thing that I'm looking forward to doing more than anything.
That's a Friday show, right?
Yeah.
So will you do a voice for Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Yes, I will.
And I'll tell you what voice I want.
Right, because that's what I do with Mike. I say to Mike, this week you're going to do Keanu Reeves? Or...
Right, and I'll pick out a new one. Something that's timely.
Okay, good. Like right. I do with you.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
That'll be fantastic.
Hey, that's right.
That'll be good.
That'll be like a role reversal thing.
That's the way we'll do it.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And I'll write the Jeopardy.
Great.
This just gets better and better.
That's right. Good.
How many categories are there?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thanks for picking me up, man.
Yeah, no problem. I've been driving for like 15 hours straight, so I could use the company.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been standing in the same spot for 5.5 hours. You know, they made it illegal to hitchhike in this state.
Really? Oh, that must make it really tough.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman, or?
No, I'm nothing.
I am.
Yeah?
I'm a salesman.
I'm going to start my own company.
Really?
You want in?
I'm not. I don't really have any, money or...
You heard of this thing, the 8-minute abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-minute abs. Yeah, the exercise video.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, this is going to blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-minute abs.
Right. Yes. All right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-minute abs sitting there. There's 7-minute abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah.
Bingo, man. Bingo. 7-minute abs. And we guarantee just a good workout is the 8-minute, folk.
You guarantee it? That's how do you do that?
You're not happy with the first 7 minutes. We're going to send you the extra minute free. See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6 minute abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No, not six. I said seven. Nobody's coming up with six. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse right. on a wheel.
Good point.
Seven's the key number here. Think about it. Seven elevens?
Yeah.
Seven dwarfs? Seven, man, that's the number. Seven chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly free time, baby. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're f***ing fired.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Better to some than the almanac. It's Jim Source's Winter Update. The best of Don and Mike.
My brother Jim, who I'm sure of, probably thought of incest when we were growing up. I'll ask
with
him
you?
That. Yeah.
Gay
yeah.
incest?
I'll ask him that question.
Very good.
You ever thought about some hot brother-on-brother action? We've not had him on the show yet in this calendar year. He's in Wisconsin, where they're getting some real weather. Unlike here in D.C., where we're getting a combination of a little rain and
we are getting,
drizzle.
As much as I hate to admit it, we are getting the wintry mix.
Yes, we are.
Pain in the ass.
But Mike, it's the best mix.
Yes, the best mix.
That everybody can agree on.
Of the morning, the midday, and the evening.
Even the boss. So I know that he's getting some weather. Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
Hey, homo, here he is. All the way from America's heartland, the Dairyland, Wisconsin, my brother Jim. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Woody.
Jimmy, you sound like you got a little throat problem.
Yeah, I do.
What's the prognosis?
I don't know. I haven't been to a doctor.
You have not?
I just losing my voice, hacking up for him, you know.
Yeah, I can relate. I got a little of that myself, and it's not fun.
Hey, did you ever think when we were growing up, did you ever think about incest with me?
What?
It's just a question I'm tossing out. I never did, but I was wondering if you ever did.
No.
Okay, good. That's the right answer.
You guys never saw each other in the shower or anything?
That's right. What was your answer?
He said he was totally into it.
So Jimmy, listen, we're calling here for the winter update to find out your mood. You know, a lot of people like using the farmer's almanac or a Ouija board. I like calling my brother to find out, get a barometer of what's happening over the.
You're gonna say how many more weeks of winter there were?
The next few weeks and months, Jim. What's on your horizon? What do you see for all of us?
Six more weeks.
6 more weeks of winter?
Yeah.
But what do you see for us as a society over the next 6 to 12 weeks?
What do I see as a society?
Yeah, how's... I don't even want to go there. Really?
No, come on.
Are you encouraged? Are you discouraged?
Oh, I'm discouraged.
No. Why is that?
Oh, it's just my girlfriend's job and all that. She tells me about all the people that are scamming.
All the people that are scamming.
Scamming
now.
What, Jim?
Oh, you know, scamming welfare, scamming child support and all that. And I asked her, well, you guys are enforcement agents for child support. Why can't you guys do anything?
Yeah.
She says our hands are tied mainly because of confidentiality laws.
Hey, Jimmy.
What?
Hold on, I got a phone call for you. Hold on. Long distance.
Oh,
hold on, listen. Long distance.
Oh. Ooh, that was deep.
Wow. Did you recognize that voice?
No, I didn't.
Did you hear that, Jimmy?
I barely.
Yeah.
Aye.
Well, he's sick. Jimmy, that was him f***ing into the phone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So,
okay, we all do it.
So oh, and I got... Oh, my wife will kill me. She will kill... Rob, you did it, so I'll do it. I just want to say today, funny, great thing, great funny. My wife had been, you getting a little bit of that over there?
Just a taste. It sounded
don't
like
don't forget was. What you said over my way yesterday.
Oh, my God, yesterday. And they weren't that loud either.
Absolutely.
You're just a little,
hey, what a new product.
Oust.
Yes.
Haven't you seen
Oust
those,
air sanitizer.
Haven't you seen those ads?
No.
They're done like with handheld video cameras to give you that look that the house frows are really believing in the product.
You know, this isn't citrus. I don't know what they call. Why do they call anything citrus? But go ahead. I interrupt.
Well, my wife.
Hey, let me ask you something.
What's that?
You know, when it's real cold out, like today right now, it's like 13 degrees out. And you know, when you breathe, you can see your breath.
Right. I think it's too dense.
Well, okay.
Probably get a little steam, and immediately you'd probably see a little puff.
I would think so because of the temperature.
That's what I was wondering. Mm-hmm. I can't see it. I just always wondered that.
Well, we'll research that. Next time you're taking one of your walks, do it pantless.
Okay.
So today, my wife is downstairs doing her workout.
Right.
And she's leaving the area, and I'm going to get on the treadmill, and there's a bathroom downstairs by grandma's room. Mm-hmm. And I walked in there to pee, I guess, before I went to get on the treadmill, and I walked into just an absolute wall of stink. And girls are so funny about this. My wife will probably be pissed about this that I'm even mentioning this. She said, I walked in, I went, whoo. When I walked in the bathroom, yeah. I said, whoo, what is going on? Jesus, is that you? You know, I could say to anybody.
Right.
She's like, just shut up, okay? And I don't know how often...
Your wife is not a fan of things scatological in any way, shape,
no,
or form.
No, I think that generally she tries to hide anything like that from me.
She likes to be very dainty, and yes.
Which sure. is what made it so great, because it was really just... putrid smelling. Think something so foul came from a
delicate flower,
a digestive tract. So beautiful,
so beautiful. It's so pretty.
Digestive tract.
Did you get the impression? I always notice when you walk into a room like that, and I'm sure your wife didn't do this, but here at the station, the lack of courtesy flush is really a result. That's what, and a lot of guys just don't do that. I always do the courtesy flush.
I came in the other day, and I don't generally don't do a station, but if the urinal is full, then you got to go stand in the stall.
Right.
Someone did not do a courtesy flush, and there was no.
Right.
It was still in the bowl. What was in the bowl were apparently...
being lighter than the water had not gone down. So.
Anyway, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what was... So, you are discouraged because of welfare.
The scamming.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that in general.
What's good then? Let's turn it around. What's good in your opinion right now? In America, in your life, what's good?
Anything encouraging.
I'd have to think about that for a while.
Yeah. Now you're currently unemployed, right?
In my life, yeah. Well, no, I'm laid off.
I just
got a job, so don't call me laid off this time.
Okay, so you're just waiting.
Just hanging out.
Waiting to go back to work. So
yeah.
What's good right now in America, then? You said you didn't like the scamming on welfare. What's good? What's good to get us through these next 6 weeks of winter?
The approval to go back to the moon and the space exploration projects.
So you're buying that?
Yeah, I'm buying into that.
Why?
I believe in that.
Why?
I don't know. Don't maybe explain it, man.
Well, no.
I just do.
I'm serious. Why? Why do you believe it? I'm not saying...
I think we should explore.
Why?
There might be intelligent life out there.
All right. That's violent.
You know?
Don't you think that if there is, though, they probably already know about us and we're just too dumb for them?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Now, you think there's life on Mars?
I think there's a possibility that there's a planet in another galaxy out there that has life form just like us on it.
Well, you know, we've never gotten into a discussion this deep with
but
my brother before.
But it's great that you asked him for something positive. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy, I identified one of the president's most positive
opinion.
Don't ever be sorry for your
space
opinion.
Exploration. You're
would you like?
You know, I hear everybody criticizing Bush for all that, you know. But hey, you know, I believe in it. I'm sorry.
I think that's fantastic.
It's okay,
and
it's all right.
Would you like to go to Mars?
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
What would be cool about it?
Hey, man, I'd just be able to stand there and flip off the Earth, you know?
There you go. All those people that are giving you a hard time.
Turn around and give them a moon.
You know, that's right. Give them their own moon.
But, Jimmy, you know, compared to the moon, Mars is way farther away. Compared to the moon...
be a long journey.
Mars is like going to China.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, going to the moon is like going to Florida.
It would be very, very a lengthy trip.
It's a long
trip. I was into that stuff Saturday night. I even, on the internet, clicked into the NASA TV and watched when the second thing landed on Mars and the whole bit. Mm-hmm. I was into it.
So you're into it, the angry red planet.
Yeah, man.
And how will you feel? I think, didn't the Russians find water on Mars, or didn't they have some Sputnik thing that said?
Well, they didn't find water. They everything shows evidence that there could have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which means, like, deep in the center of the planet, there might be spacemen.
Well, yeah, microorganisms and all that kind of stuff.
Your brother is into it.
Yeah,
see, it's a sign I didn't even know. You like
really
that.
Are.
That's pretty cool. He could have been an astronaut, Jimmy.
No, he couldn't.
No.
There's no way. He's too dumb.
He's too dumb.
Okay,
to be an Moose. Astronaut.
Moose?
He called you Moose.
Yeah. Okay, I'm dumb. No, listen,
damn dummy.
Listen, I'm too dumb to be an astronaut, too. Don't worry about it. I did not know that you were that into it. I mean,
that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
Do you like space movies and stuff?
Yeah, I like a few of them.
You like Armageddon?
Didn't see it.
It's actually called Armageddon.
Oh yeah. Yeah, okay.
Did you see?
Yeah, I'm not with it too much today.
Oh, okay.
It's all right.
It's snowing.
A little out of it because it's snowing. Hey, now listen, this would be a fantastic primer for people who live here in the Washington D.C. Baltimore area. How much snow are you getting up there in Wisconsin right now?
We had about 6 inches on the ground. We got about 3 to 4 last night and today.
All right, and is the entire society closing down because of it?
No.
People go about their daily lives, go to work,
yeah, I mean,
go to school.
School wasn't canceled or set back or nothing. Hey, man, this is it. You know, we deal with it.
That's how you deal with it.
There you go.
It's not like paralysis where you hear people on the news, you know, like the dads and this, and they go, yeah, I just figured I'd stay home.
There was a lot of that today.
Here.
And then I heard the part about the government shutting down.
Yeah, or liberal leave or whatever they call it. They got like a million things to F off.
So everybody can get out of town before the big crazy storm gets here. You know, and one of these times...
Oh, yeah, it's nothing around here, you
and
know.
And the federal government today will be allowing people to leave 3 hours early.
I fully realize...
why go in?
One of these times, I am going to be proven wrong. One of these times, they're going to luck out, and there is going to be some major storm that actually does paralyze the area,
right,
and perhaps even kills me, and then they'll be able to laugh and say, huh, see, he never believed us, but this one time...
14, we've gotten 14 inches of snow here, 14 inches usually, it's a little over a foot, is what shuts things down. I think people have a lot of trouble with it.
But what we have here today, as opposed to what they have in Wisconsin, is
well,
nothing.
Sounds like they've got a total of maybe 8 or 9 inches of snow in Wisconsin, and we've got 5.
Is it still snowing there now?
Yeah, over by Kenosha.
Over by Kenosha there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey there.
Well, that's Snowbelt up there in Wisconsin.
And hey, let me just ask you, who's the best brother in the world? You know what my brother got me for Christmas? I have not even mentioned this.
What?
I thought that he had gotten me every possible Green Bay Packer product
right.
That was available. No. I'm talking now the Green Bay Packer... What do you? It looks like a helmet. It's that a tape measure.
Oh, a Green Bay Packer tape measure.
Yeah, it's like one of those big ones like you get at Home Depot. The kind that you
gotta love it.
You put on your belt, and it's the giant Packers helmet. I opened it up, and Frida said, "What is that?" And I said, "Oh, this is cool."
Yeah,
this is.
You love it.
I didn't know who would use it more. You or Frida?
Yeah, well, no, sure. I gave it to her to put it in the toolbox. But it, indeed, it was cool. All right, dude. Listen, we always ask for some parting words of wisdom before we let you go. You got a final send off for us?
Yeah, don't hurt your back shoving in the snow.
Very good. Great advice. Coming from the snow belt, one of the snow belts in the United States.
Yep. All right, and Jimmy, NASCAR, who do you like? And then NASCAR starts in a few weeks.
Jeff Gordon,
of course. That's right. I forgot you like that faggot.
Oh, man, don't even start.
And who do you like in the Super Bowl?
Philadelphia.
We'll take that one. We'll write that one down.
That's my brother, the same guy that was just talking about his fascination with life on Mars.
Yes, well, he knows his football.
Who's in the Super Bowl?
It's
Carolina.
You lost a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
Carolina and New England, Jimmy.
Yeah. I'm with you, Jimmy.
That's right.
It's the Panthers and the Patriots, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm so dumb.
Well, no. That's why you're not an astronaut.
No, yeah, but you had microorganisms on the show today, so that's pretty good.
All right, dude, we'll keep in touch, and I'll talk to you soon. All right, I love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
All right, I'll see you. Goodbye. There he is, the damn dummy.
He's a great guy.
My brother Jim.
Bye.
Barry.
That really wasn't one, though, was it?
No. Oh, no.
No, that was
no, no, that was a real...
a real goodbye.
That was a real goodbye. That, no, that was not one of
right.
one of those jabs.
Right. I knew that.
Goodbye.
I knew that.
Goodbye. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tonight we continue our series and meet one of Chicago's most successful morning mouths.
When Don Geronimo hits the air, it's pure energy all the way.
A way to gauge a good air personality or DJ, whatever they're calling him, is not by the amount of time he talks, but let's say just what he says.
96 and the Black Menudo. There's the new edition of the Geronimo Morning Show. B96. Donald B. Geronimo in the morning. B96. It's 9:23. B96 radio. Woo yourself. B96. Here's Glenn Fry on B. Hold on, let me say it like a real DJ would. On B96.
Don Geronimo is the high-energy morning man on B96FM. With the station's upbeat approach and style, Don has become the teenager's favorite morning mouth.
Tomorrow, of course, Valentine's Day. We're pretty excited about that.
Let's be Mr. T with a special Valentine's Day message.
Yes, sir.
Rose are red. Uh-huh. Let us be blue.
Right.
Have a happy Valentine's Day. Or Ripian, too.
That's beautiful. Mm. All right.
Now shut up and play record, fool.
Okay.
I got into radio because it's an easy way to make a lot of money while you're being a smart aleck. I can say things that bother me that normally I wouldn't have the nerve to say. I'm not really a different person. I'm the same person. I'm just louder on the air and let more go.
Don's radio travels have taken him from New York to L.A., Washington to Chicago, and everywhere in between. At only 26 years old, he has quite a track record, but this is the first time Don's ever tackled the intensely competitive morning slot.
This is your president speaking.
Hi, Ron.
I just wanted to...
I think it's really neat that people will get up and start their day with me. The mom who has to get up and get her kids off to school and get the dad off to work, I like that the mom will go to the kitchen, turn on the radio, and really be listening for what I'm saying.
B96 General Manager Brian Pusolano believes his morning man can appeal to Chicago's moms and dads.
The reason we have Don Geronimo on in mornings is that we feel that, not only will the teens enjoy him as a personality, but that the parents of those teens will find Don to be refreshing, to be different, and I think they will also find the music to be compatible to their taste.
Well, whether or not Chicago learns to love Don Geronimo doesn't really concern him right now. He's too busy having a ball.
It's still a game to me. I just have fun.
Now let me tell you something, darling. You look marvelous. You know, it's better to look good than to feel good, don't you?
I don't want to leave a lasting impression. I just want people to listen to me.
Windy today. I am going to roll up this weather forecast and smoke it after I'm done talking.
Just sample me, please. Just sample. Tomorrow morning, you don't have to love me, you don't have to hate me. Just sample. That's my main goal right now, just to get some new people to listen to the station.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get back into Best of Don and Mike. Let's see what's on tonight on Access Hollywood for Tuesday, December 28th, 2004.
Mandy Moore's makeover is the pop scene I'm relying on to love for a brand new image. It's next in the Access Hollywood update.
Do you have a really smart dog or cat who wants to live lighter and love longer? Then they deserve an intelligent dry pet food with the best in nutrition, like Science Diet Life. Low-calorie, low-fat Science Diet Life works to help build more lean muscle. That's because it has the highest patented level of L-carnitine that helps convert fat into energy. And here's a smart way to save. Shop at PetSmart. Right now at PetSmart, save up to $4 on large bags of Science Diet Life. Free savings card may be required for discounts. See store for details.
You want great financing and a warranty. What do I look like, Santa Claus?
Consider this. Lincoln & Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles have to pass a rigorous 141-point inspection, and they get 6 years, 75,000-mile limited warranty coverage. And right now, you can get financing as low as 1.9%. Lincoln & Mercury certified pre-owned. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Limited Term APR financing on select vehicles. Take delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sean Robinson with the Access Hollywood Update, and Mandy Moore puts her heart on her sleeve on her upcoming album.
This record is really angry so far. There's a lot of angry music.
After a breakup with Andy Roddick, Mandy Moore is hitting the studio once again in an attempt to make a radical departure from her sugary, sweet image.
I'm missing you like every day. Hopefully, something nice will happen. I'll fall in love so I can have some positive, happy music on this record as well.
Cue the happy music, because Mandy has found a new love, her Emblem clothing line.
I kind of wanted to start this line for selfish reasons, because I'm such a jeans and t-shirts girl. I don't necessarily see myself as some big clothing designer like Jennifer Lopez or Gwen Stefani. The only other thing I would probably consider doing is jeans.
For all of your Hollywood news and to find where Access airs in your city, click on accesshollywood.com. Don's news bag. This day, the bag was full with J-Lo, the Osbournes, and more. The best of Don and Mike.
Mike, this is news that will really interest you. Well, not only is it good news for Guadalupe Lopez.
Yes, Guadalupe. J-Lo's mom.
It's Guadalupe Lopez,
right?
She was in Atlantic City at that new hotel.
Yes.
The
Borgata.
Borgata.
The Borgata.
Guess what she was playing.
Was she playing high-dollar slot machines?
She was in guess what high-dollar slot machine Guadalupe Lopez was playing.
A $25 slot machine?
Doesn't have the bet. What kind?
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Guess how much she won. $2.4 million.
Oh, that's got to make people
mad.
It's
actually a $1 slot machine. So that particular $1 bill, she won nearly $2.5 million.
And who knows how many pesos that is?
Well, that's horrible because, I mean, J-Lo's got more money than Jesus.
Right.
Hello, J-Lo? This is your mom. I no longer need you. You have pushed me around for too long. Guadalupe. I can finally change my name. I hate the name Guadalupe.
Now, here's the quote from J-Lo's mom.
When I won, my knees were shaking. I started yelling and screaming.
She got a check for $121,000. The rest, she got the installment plan over 20 years.
Wow.
For the money. So that's J-Lo. Let me see. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then later, when she, I guess, had a glass of congratulations,
right?
She was spotted singing, where she sang, "Don't be fooled by the rocks, Mama Guadalupe. She's still Mama from the block."
So she had a little,
a little liquid courage. But I know you love that game. I know you love it. You play that game like a mental patient.
I love that game. I love the Wheel of Fortune. I have moved away from it, though, because, you know what? Not for Guadalupe, but they don't seem to pay out as regularly as other
right. And, Mike, let me I'll read you what happened to her.
Yeah.
You explain this.
She hit a progressive jackpot. That is a progressive jackpot where you throw your money in, and it takes all the money based on play, and it creates a jackpot that's a community jackpot.
It says where the money from over 200 slot machines is pooled.
Right. Ooh.
The winner gets a cut. She dropped in three coins. She bet $3 on this machine. Pressed the button. Boom. Guadalupe gets $2 million.
Wow. But doesn't Guadalupe have, I mean, does J-Lo give her mom money like so many celebrities do?
Well, I would think so, except for the fact that, well, hold on, what's the question?
J-Lo's got an unlimited fortune. Mom says she'll use the first $100,000 to set up a college fund for her two grandchildren.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
Apparently, she has a use for it.
Mm-hmm. No, see, I'd rather think of it the other way, Buzz. Why you always got to come in with the facts?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The story
were
that I have, the quote just has, when I went, my knees started shaking and I started yelling and screaming.
Aye-yee!
Don't be fooled by the rocks. Mama Guadalupe.
Guadalupe.
Guadalupe. It was Guadalupe.
Guadalupe.
Steal the mama from the block. See, my thought was that, you know, it would be, she would call her up and go, hey, guess what? Guess what, Mr. Ben Affleck?
I don't need your stinking money no more. Money? We don't need no stinking money.
I'm Guadalupe Lopez. I am 58 and from New York.
Wow.
And I was at the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa.
It seems to me that luck runs in the family, no?
You know, what with the incredible career of the daughter? Let me see. At first, the casino said, as far as we know, she has no, she's not Jennifer Lopez's mom.
Right.
But then Us showed up, and People Magazine showed up, and New York Post showed up.
Somebody was hip to that.
Turns out it is. Okay, here's something that, I guess, this caught my eye because it's a combination sellout, and it's funny. Now, you know, you can remember, if you're old enough, like we are, and now, frankly, I don't care with what they want us to do now.
Right.
I don't feel the need to explain things to people who are not our age.
Okay.
So I'll say, do you remember the controversy when Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog and turned the very first Beatles song into a commercial?
Yeah, it was a huge controversy. Paul McCartney was very angry about it.
And at the time, people were like, boy, that's like totally whores out the Beatles music.
Yeah.
Well, now everything is every song. No, nobody has any dignity. Our stars used to go to...
Except Phil Collins.
Oh, and listen.
If I hear one more... Hold on. You know, I go to a lot of animated movies. Do they all have to have Phil Collins hanging on them there?
Here's the deal. Hold on. Here's the deal, and here's the reason. And you can relate to this. He's divorced.
Yeah.
And when he went through his second divorce, all of those schmaltzy, crappy songs like "You'll Be in My Heart," "Baby," those are all songs he's writing for his kids.
Oh, okay.
So that's his rap as to why he sold out like that.
Okay.
Is for his kids.
Did it for the kids.
But hold on. If that hit too close to home, don't forget he was the first guy to have a tour sponsored by Sears.
Yes, of
course. When he was with one of the Gen Men.
He was, I think, a sellout even before he got divorced.
So if you remember when that Beatles song came out, I think it was a Nike commercial. It was Revolution, right? Revolution.
Yeah.
It was like Beatles fans looked at it and said, God damn, that's the biggest sellout ever. And now, you know, every song is recycled and everything.
And now a lot of times before they're even, 2 years old, they start selling out.
Well, Mike, Bob Dylan is doing this.
Oh!
Hey!
Wait a minute, hold on.
How's Joe?
Bob Dylan.
What'd he do to your TV?
You'll never guess the company that Bob Dylan's doing commercials for. He's written a song. He performs the song on stage while the product is placed around him.
Really?
The product is Victoria's Secret.
Really?
And while ugly Bob Dylan...
Uglier by the day.
Sits, you know, he makes Woody Allen handsome.
Yeah.
When Bob Dylan is sitting on his stool...
How about a new bra?
And I pray it's a stool. I'm thanking him. He's described that he's sitting on a stool, and he's got his guitar, and it's like he's, like, humming something.
Lay.
You can't understand.
That's always the case.
And there are girls walking around in the Victoria's Secret underpants.
Well, you know, you can even get an ugly model make themselves look good standing next to him.
So what? It's a great way to introduce people to beautiful underwear and to show how desperate Bob Dylan is now.
Well, Tyra Banks.
When you buy the special bras that are in the commercials.
Right. Is Bob wearing one?
No, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can, for $10 in Victoria's Secret, buy a special 9-song Bob Dylan CD.
What? What marketing genius came up with this?
You know what this is? I'll tell you how this works. Well, give me the phone ring for a minute. You got that? I want to explain to you
how many bras must a man wear.
I'll play both roles. Victoria's Secret. May I speak to the president, please? This is Aaron Spelling. I represent Bob Dylan. Hold on. Hello, Mr. Victoria. Hello, this is Aaron Spelling. Bob Dylan's desperate. We need to move the CD. He's not relevant anymore. I'm shopping him around. I've shopped him to the Gap.
He'll sell a lot of underwear.
I want to tell you something. Old Navy really wants Bob. But I heard there's a chance. We'll get back to you.
Oh, hey, I'll do it for anything.
And then, you know, then it's the call, and I'll be the agent now calling Bob.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bob.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Bob, it's me, your agent, Aaron Spelling.
Hey, Aaron, hello.
Great news. You know that record deal you've been praying for?
I need it bad. I'm out of cash.
Are you ready for this?
What's that?
Victoria's Secret.
Hey, good news. Yeah, how are we going to do the commercial? Me with them around? Ooh.
We're going to sell your record where women buy underpants.
All right, make sure they bring plenty of makeup because I'm gray. I'm totally gray. Ooh.
Anyway, that's nuts.
How old is Bob Dylan now?
100.
At least.
He's at least 60. Right? He's at least 60. He's got to be.
I think he was born 1940.
Bobby.
Somewhere around there, because he's a contemporary of the Beatles.
Bobby hey, Mr. Pennyman.
Research has shown that a lot of Bob Dylan fans, some of them, wear underwear.
Haven't been this happy since the Traveling Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys.
Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys. That would be Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne,
Roy Orbison.
Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison, not blind. We found that out before the vacation.
Who am I forgetting?
The late George Harrison.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
George
you know,
Harrison.
You know me. Yeah, regretfully.
Hey, bad. Did you hear that? Roy Orbison's not blind.
Oh, I heard that.
You learn something on the Don and Mike Show every week. Thought he was blind as a bat. We thought somebody jacked his sight. Dude, somebody jacked your sight.
I mean, we all tolerated him looking that ugly because we thought he was blind. Siamese twins.
Mm-hmm.
Hear it for Siamese twins.
Well, you know, they like to be called conjoined twins.
Yeah. But hillbillies like to, I don't remember
what. Hillbillies like to be called sons of the soil, but it ain't going to happen.
So here's the deal.
I was close. Bob Dylan born May 24th, 1941, so there's still time to buy that birthday present.
Oh, very good.
So there are conjoined, there are, you know, at the head, the Siamese twins, and they got discharged from a Dallas hospital, and saw them on TV today. Now, they both have...
Were they separated?
Yes, and they both have, now that they're going to have to wear these their entire lives, they have, like, Frank Gifford football helmets on.
Oh, dear.
They're not leather, but they're plastic.
You know, that does the mental picture for me
that
right
can't
there.
Can't be permanent.
And the kids look...
Are they going to look like the Red Baron for the rest of their life?
Actually, they look like they might be in junior hockey.
Oh, okay.
They have the plastic type thing. And
sure.
They showed the kids learning motor skills, and they showed that the mom and dad are very happy. And anyway, you know, cause we always report on Siamese twins, and we're fascinated.
It's nice when they can do a separation and they survive.
And now let's take you live inside the room where the operation took place.
Now, you won't hear any narration with this, but you will hear the actual sounds of the operation.
You know, much like with my wife and her, and the tape recorder.
Yeah. Right. I got a pickup.
It's a very delicate procedure where the conjoined twins were separated at the head.
Let's roll it, please. Mike, I know you want the jackhammer, but it's not working.
Very delicate operation.
Hold on, let me try it again. There you go. See, once you do that, look what happens.
Hello.
Here they go.
Hello.
Hey, kids, put these nice hats on.
There we go.
Wear these hats for the rest of your life.
Everybody looks good in a helmet.
So anyway, there's a Siamese twin story for you, because we always have Siamese twins.
Wonderful and a happy ending.
Yeah. Does anybody care that Pam Anderson is going to marry Tommy Lee again?
No, I don't.
Okay, then I'll move past.
I care deeply.
Well, Buzz, you can care deeply.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking at all this other stuff that I've got. I don't know. You know, there's so much. Mike, save this for tomorrow. Arnold Schwarzenegger, when we were on vacation, had to take a sexual harassment course.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
I have details about that. I've got,
you know, how come that goes under the radar, though, basically, doesn't it?
No, I don't think it did. Well, if we had been here, it wouldn't have gone under the radar. Right. I got a story about my best friend, Matthew Perry.
Yes.
The guy that I met at the Super Bowl.
Is he okay? Everything going well in his life?
With friends. You know, I read between the lines since I saw the guy in that bar.
You know him.
Really partying and really pounding.
Right.
I read between the lines when he says that he after the last episode of Friends, they taped it, and this is all the big hype now. What does he say? Blah, blah, blah. I'll never be involved in anything as successful as Friends again. What did I do after the... I went to my room and sat in silence for 4 hours. I don't believe that. I believe that there was the sound of glass. There was the sound of ice.
Yeah, and you had a nice cold one.
The bottles, and then... you know, I don't have time for all this stuff. Buzz has news. Buzz will have this stuff. Some of the stuff.
Some of it.
Kelly Osbourne is in rehab. Ozzy over-medicated. Hold on. Kelly Osbourne has entered rehab for painkillers. Oh, and I do have something that goes along with this. Give me just a second. I do have... Let me find it. Because the Osbournes were on Larry King. Oh, hi. Jesus. And I have the transcript. This is funny. It's Sharon...
And she was very angry.
It's Sharon and it's Ozzy.
I'm very angry, Ozzy.
Oh, God.
Ozzy.
You know, I don't know where it is. Like, give me a second to find it, because I thought we could do it as a play.
I can't.
Because
I'm just very surprised that those kids ended up screwed
here it is.
Up. Yeah, I don't get that.
I got it right here.
How can that happen?
Here it is. Okay.
Morning. Here's the camera.
Okay, we'll pass these back and forth. I'll be Sharon. Mike, you be Larry. And you be Ozzy.
Very good.
This is this will take us a couple of seconds because it's the real transcript.
Oh, good. I like
of
it.
The Osbournes when they were on Larry King. Right now, this is not a joke worked up by the guys. We don't have writers on
it's a
the
real
show.
Transcript.
So, Mike, you be Larry, and you're going to have to pass the paper back and forth.
All right. Okay.
You ready now for the Don and Mike Blair? Rather than just read you the story about Kelly Osbourne going into rehab, let's now really replay the Larry King Show from Friday night with the Osbournes.
Hi. We have a rather sad note to begin with. What happened today, Sharon?
This morning we woke up and an English tabloid had phoned to say through our publicist that they had a picture of Kelly and that they said they were going to say that it looked like Kelly was doing a drug deal and they wanted our comment on it. So they sent the picture around to us and that's what it looked like. Kelly was doing a drug deal.
Kelly's how old?
19.
They faxed this to you?
We have to keep passing it.
Sharon responded.
Yes. And so Ozzy and I asked her. Ozzy asked her.
All right. Where is it? She was home, Ozzy?
Yes, I was remember I'm an abuser of drugs and alcohol for the best part of my life. And I asked Kelly on several occasions, are you taking drugs? And she said, I promise you, Daddy, no, nothing like this is happening.
So what happened today, Sharon?
We really need two copies.
You know what, Rob?
Yeah,
that'd
be handy.
We really
do it better.
Go make us two copies.
We'll make this thing sing if we have two copies.
Yeah.
Go right now to a fax machine and make it happen.
It's just not working passing it back. But you know why? It's the question of not just passing it back, but of finding our place.
Right.
You see.
And also,
we're not that skilled.
Not a fax machine. That Xerox machine would do.
A mimeograph.
A copy.
So here's the story about this. So they go on this show, blah, 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 blah. The Osbournes are considering hiring a live-in drug counselor.
Well, that the whole family could use one.
Kelly has entered rehab, addiction to painkillers. She's 19. She copped after a lot of twisting, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Jack is okay. Jack was addicted to OxyContin.
Mm-hmm. Hillbilly heroin.
The kids have nothing on Ozzy. Blah, blah. We've heard all
Schedule
this.
Schedule 3, right?
Yes, it is.
Doctor, Ozzy is suing... Blah, blah, Ozzy, of course, Dexedrine, Valium. And
you know, they've had a lot of bad luck, that family, since you know, right with Ozzy's turning over the ATV. And
that's what it is, bad luck.
Buzz, what is this one? That Ozzy likes taking something called Z-Y-P-R-E-X-A.
Zyprexum?
You're good at that name. You're good at that.
I'll have to look that one up.
Is.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Anyway, Ozzy says that Kelly... denied having the drugs and that anyway. Now let's get back to this. We have two copies of this.
Do you want to take it from the top or from where we were?
I think we're fine right where we were.
Yeah.
All right.
So what happened today, Sharon?
Oh, she admitted it after a lot of twisting. She admitted it.
That she was a drug user?
Yes.
Of what drugs?
Pain pills, which I was amazed you can buy online now.
Like what kind of pain pills, Ozzy?
Vicodin, Norco.
But to be truthful, and for her, I mean, we still don't know. I mean, literally, Larry, a couple of hours ago, she was admitted into rehab.
A couple of hours ago tonight?
Tonight. Today, I mean.
Did you go with her?
Nope.
I've been there before. It's a place called Promises down in Malibu.
And is she a willing contributor to this, or is she being forcefully taken?
Well, being a drug addict, Larry, and an alcoholic myself, telling the truth comes very... It doesn't come very easy. Mm-hmm. So you tend to BS a lot, and so we were... I can't believe that we were buying into it because she could tell instant stories, you know? And, you know, am I getting too heavy with her?
They're good liars, right?
Oh, yes.
But to be, you know, just to set this straight for Kelly... All this happened so quickly, within hours today.
But did she go willingly?
But it wasn't so much of a shock that she was just like, all right, let's go.
I got you.
So we didn't even have time, you know, for a good discussion.
But someone had to call to make arrangements for her to go, right?
I did.
The reality show resumes Tuesday. That's still on schedule to resume?
Yes.
It's just all so quick, right?
We just had to take evasive action very quickly, Larry, because the amount of pills that was found in her bag, it was astounding.
Hold on, time out. Here's a guy who knows what ZYPREXA is. Kim, or a girl, Kim.
Yeah, hi. Hi.
Kim in Sacramento on KHTK. Oh, which reminds me, I wanted to mention this. Remember somebody yesterday called and told us that we were on Portland, Oregon?
Portland, Oregon, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I found out it's an AM station, aren't they all?
Yes.
But it's not a POS AM station. It's like the one that should have hired us like 5 years ago.
Wow. Oh, very good. Cool. Great to be on in Portland, Oregon.
So we'll see if we last more than a month. Anyway, Kelly, what is that stuff?
It's Kim.
Kim, I'm sorry, Kim.
Zyprexa is an antipsychotic medication that's schizophrenics take usually.
Of course it is.
Cool. What happens if regular people take it?
It's supposed to stop voices in your head. It makes if regular people take it, it makes you really slow and, you know, it makes you like, yeah, like Joe. It makes you like Ozzy.
Okay. Well, like Ozzy. Joe.
All right, listen, honey, just for calling with that. On Name That Drug, you won the Sopranos prize pack.
No way!
Yes, way. A nice Tony Soprano rug, nice rug. A big, what is it?
Robe. Bathrobe. Beautiful bathrobe.
A robe. Catch the all-new episode of The Sopranos, followed by Deadwood this weekend on HBO. That's 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you.
Can I ask you one question?
Sure.
Did you wash your you-know-what today?
Oh, yes. Thank you, honey.
Thank you for cleaning it up for us.
Thank you.
And for remembering.
Answer yes.
Thank you.
You could eat off it. Really.
How you'd want to.
Let's see. Where were we?
Hold on. Right, there was a...
There was a bag full of them.
Oh. How long will she stay in there for, Sharon?
Hold on. I lost
it's my... in the middle.
In the middle. Oh. I don't know. They must still be assessing her as we speak. I don't know.
Is your son there with her?
Yes.
Didn't he have a problem?
Yes, he did.
Was he in rehab?
Yes.
Was he at the same place?
No. I can't say that I'm angry. Well, I am angry. I am angry. I am let down. I feel I failed. He's failed again. It's just happened again, and I can't take it. Can't take it.
You think somewhere you went wrong, Oz?
Oz.
Great question.
Well, you know, Larry, I believe it's family. It's a family illness. Because I am a drug addict.
Thanks a lot.
Do you think it's genetic?
I think it's in the genes, you know. But when you asked Sharon, said during the break, when you see the footage of the kids, you know, home videos of your kids, you don't think they're going to. I thought that's sort of enough for me to never get anywhere near it. But in this day and age, you know, the availability of getting drugs is incredible. You can get it online.
And these are all prescription drugs?
Yes.
What was the picture they were going to run?
Of this guy... Oh, I'm sorry.
Of this guy, Ozzy. Of this guy. Kelly had pulled up in her dad's car, and she was giving him money, and he was taking the money.
For an illegal drug or illegal?
I have no idea.
That looks illegally obtained... That looks illegally obtained the drugs.
I have no idea.
What do you know? That's the transcript. It says, Larry. That looks illegally obtained the drugs. That's probably what Larry said. That looks illegally obtained the drugs.
I have no idea.
And it's not like when we first received the picture this morning. It wasn't like, you know, I was just like, is it true? Is this what it is? You know?
And literally, I walked out of the room and I came back in the room and there was this big debate going on and she was still denying it, you know? To you, was your son there too? No, he was down in Malibu.
So we came up together?
Yeah.
So she's denied it completely? What did she say the picture was?
Holiday snapshots.
Whatever. I mean, that's just, that's irrelevant. The thing is, it's like, you know, here we are again. You know?
Ozzy is in good health again, are you?
Yeah, I'm recovered.
Your recovery complete?
Oh, not complete, but I'm better than I was 4 months ago.
This is like as funny as if we tried to sit down and write jokes, yeah. Isn't it, really?
Did you ever think you're cursed, blessed, and cursed?
For every good thing that's happened to the Osbournes, there's been an equal share of bad things. Sharon got cancer. I fell off the bike. My son went into rehab with drugs. Now my daughter's going into rehab with drugs, you know?
Lawsuits.
Lawsuits. They invented the Osbournes.
Everybody wants a piece. I don't know. You know what, sometimes, Larry, I've been asked that before. And I said, no, don't be ridiculous. I'm beginning to wonder.
How did they get rid of the problem with you?
Well, you don't get rid of... Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Sharon, you don't get rid of the problem. The problem's always there.
How long since you've been on drugs?
Well, I had an accident. I had to go on certain narcotics for the pain.
Did that send you back into addiction?
No.
No.
I have someone hold my medication, and as the doctor prescribed, I am down to like one pill a day. And this Monday, I will be off completely.
So before the accident, how do they get you off of it? What happened at rehab?
What they do in rehab, Larry, is teach you the disease of addiction and alcoholism, and they talk to you. Whether you want to go to these meetings that they have, or I always found when I stopped going to the meetings, I started drinking.
Uh-huh. Were they important to you? Do you still go to meetings?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever been tempted, Sharon?
No, but I'm thinking about it now, because I can't take all this crap that's happening. No, I fooled around when I was young, but I never.
She was never the hard... Never like me, you know.
At your worst, how bad was it?
Very bad, Larry. I'll tell you, I was sitting up like... Because in my day, you couldn't get it online. And thank God I would have been dead if I could have gotten it online.
What pills were you addicted to?
Vicodin. Every kind you can think of.
Oxycontin?
Oxycontin.
Is that worse than Vicodin?
My son was on that.
Oh, yeah.
But come back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But there's a new pill every day. A new pill is a new craze. I've never taken ecstasy. I've tried heroin twice. I did a lot of cocaine. I did a lot of LSD.
Did you almost leave him?
Many times.
What made you stay?
Because I love him, and I want our family to be together.
How's your son doing?
So good.
He's nearly got a year of sobriety. He's nearly got a year of sobriety.
Oh, yeah. April 23rd is his first sober birthday, so he's doing good.
Good for Jack. I'm really proud of him
for doing that.
That's wow. We are. I mean, really.
Wow.
I would watch the Osbournes again if Larry King would move in.
That was tough to read. It was too funny.
And the thing is, playing the tape... You don't understand what Ozzy's saying.
Right.
Right.
That
right.
Really, when they re-ran the Larry King show with this, they had to use subtitles like they do on the Osbournes.
Because he's so unintelligible.
But you couldn't understand.
I made him a little more understandable.
Yeah, and we thank you for that.
Yeah, like, he would have said, Vicodin would have been, he wouldn't have said, Vicodin, he would have said, Vicodin.
Right.
Yeah. Better than I was 4 months ago.
I thought about it. And she's had a lot of work done, right?
Yes,
she used to be like Delta Burke.
Hey,
like,
she's entitled.
Fat like Delta.
Yeah, she probably family. Is, really.
You know, she is the only sober one in that family.
Right. You know, everyone in my family's done drugs, and I want to do some, but I don't know who that...
What was that man's name that I met? No. Oh, hold on. I remember his name. It was...
Michael Elston and
Hello. This is Sharon Osbourne. I'd like, I'd like some... What were they called?
It doesn't matter, Don. They're all Schedule 3.
I'd like some Schedule 3s, bud. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, folks, and welcome back, everybody. I'm Tom. We're back on live tonight, so the toll-free is up and running, and the color cast is on the air now for the 12th of November, 1997, CBS Radio and Television here in Los Angeles, California. You know, if we were living in the year 1913, today's date would be 11-12-13, but we're not, so it ain't. Anyway, today I did a little thing called the Satellite Radio Tour, where Tom talks with guys and gals on different radio talk programs around the country. And I was chatting with... Mike O'Mara and Don Geronimo from WJFK FM in Washington, D.C. And their motto there, by the way, is WJFK, less BS. So I'm sure that Jack Kennedy up in heaven is saying, well, it's the station with less BS. And I had an email that ties in with Don and Mike in Washington. A lady wrote in here, a family room, they said, you know, Tom, every night we see you at the show there, you open the show with the wide shot, and we see the gold vase at the base of your chair. For heaven's sake, what is the gold vase? Actually, the gold vase is a spittoon. And what's in here, you see, I take a little breath mint between the office and coming down here to the studio, just in case I want to plant one on a female guest, you know what I mean? And then right before the show starts, because it's not polite to talk with mints in your mouth, we have what is called mint spit, in which I spit a mint into these spittoons. See these? So one day this guy Geronimo and Mike are in here from WJFK. They came out for the big primetime tour, where they got to talk with the CBS stars, and the lady who gave them the tour, they said, would you like to see Snyder's studio? And I said, well, we'd like to see, yeah, where he does the show from. They come in, and they come over here, and they see the old mint spit. And one of them says they took a handful of these and put them in their pocket and were passing them out on the plane. Oh, geez. Strange things on the radio from WJFK, where there's Lash, B-ash.
I've got your picture. I've got your picture. I'd like a million of you all around myself. I want the doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You get me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in and turning round. Turning Japanese, turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, completely Japanese.
The Don and Mike Show.
To you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. Hey. The best of Don and Mike.
Star of Tomorrow Today segment, it's Bruce Fine. He's the Red Sox rapper, the best of Don and Mike.
You mentioned that you like baseball.
I love baseball.
I know you like baseball. It's your favorite sport.
I forgot to even check during that. Don't tell me anything.
All right. I love football. No, you want to tell him, Buzz, because I have something about the Red Sox.
Okay.
I love football. I
got to look down his face.
No,
it's fine. Everything's fine. It's still 3-1, top of the sixth.
I love all sports, but I love football best. I even love, like, dumb NFL
games. You love football. You probably, I think it would be safe to say you love football like I love baseball.
I told Mike, you know what, last night, the hour that was on before the basketball game came on, I was slipping around, and I went to the NFL channel, and you know what they were doing? They were running a game between the Vikings and the Bills.
Wow.
From 2 years ago. But what they did is they condensed it. They cut, like, all the crap out in between the plays.
So you got to see all the plays.
Yeah, so you saw all the plays, cool. And when there was a replay or a challenge, and my wife came in the room and said, Why is there football on it? Did you TiVo this? I said, no. They're showing reruns of old games. And she said, that's it. That's the most pathetic thing that I've ever heard.
You love it. You love it. I've watched the ESPN Classic and watched baseball games. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and I watched the NFL Europe. But listen, I'm nutty about football the way Mike is about baseball. And you know this more specifically. He's really in love with the Red Sox.
That's
and he's
right.
like the woman on Cops. When they show up and she's being beaten and she got blood coming off her nightie, but she's saying, don't take him away, I love him.
No, and they've hurt me, and they hurt me last year, and they even hurt me in the off season when we got all giddy about Curt Schilling and then the Yankees got A-Rod, and that was now, another horrible day.
Now let me say to you, not only is this baseball related, but I'm happy to bring back Stars of Tomorrow today.
Oh, very good. I'm fascinated by this.
We are, we're always getting these people sending us songs.
Right. Oh.
We got one that I want to play for you now.
Good.
A song, and we're going to call this artist in a moment.
Okay.
I want to say that the song combines your two favorite things.
All right.
Hip-hop and the Red Sox.
Oh.
And, to make it even better, it's a white guy.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
All right.
It's a white guy.
That's always the best hip-hop.
Let me see. His name
is... Yeah, it's always wonderful when a white
when
guy
a white
tries
guy
to sing hip-hop.
Right. His name is... Well, how do you know he's not the next Eminem?
I know he's not.
I rest my case.
His name is Bruce Fine, and he's got his first rap song ever.
Well, then, fine.
Called From Curse to First. And I'm here to tell you he's making his national... radio debut on our show.
I just can't wait to hear it.
Here is, well, we have a brief MP3 sample before we call him.
Yeah. Very good.
Here you go, Mike.
We're spending at 75 when this kid went out. So we saw game 7 and learned what it was all about.
You're already making a face?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, let it roll. It's only 30 seconds long. Oh. Let it roll.
Any good Boston Catholic will give up meat for lead. So if we're up 78, you'll hear Bucky bleeping dead. Together we scream, no
more. Scream what?
No more.
No more pumps, missing calls, no more crazy ground balls.
Be you.
What's the deal with the...
No more broken.
It's an MP3.
We're going to scream till it hurts and have tears of joy first. Want to watch the Red Sox go from curse to first. To wake up the Bambino.
I'm having difficulty hiding my embarrassment.
There you go. Well, Mike,
I think it's fantastic.
Let me tell you, he is a lifelong Red Sox fan.
Some of the
lyrics include "No Ma," and he spell it's
well,
no
the whole
more,
thing is "No Mar" with the Boston accent, which is way over.
N O M A H. Oh, no Ma.
No Ma.
No Ma. Umps, missing calls. No Ma. Crazy ground balls. No Ma. Manager brain farts. No Mom. Broken heart.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that's the cornerstone of his songs, because Nomar's on the disabled list.
Mike, he has been a Red Sox fan all his life, and he's now getting on a plane as we speak, going from California to Boston to deliver this song to the crowd for the home opener at Fenway, and he's hoping that...
Wait. You mean they've hired him to sing it?
No, he's going out on his own dime.
Oh, he's going out, sing it in the
he
stands.
He wants to have this song... hold on, what's it say here? The positive energy that is derived from this song will help the Red Sox finally win the big one. Let's listen
right.
again to the star of tomorrow.
Yes.
His name is Bruce Fine. That would be the first thing I'd say. Change your name.
Right.
It's like you're not going to make it in the rap community as Bruce Fine.
No, I don't think so.
But, you're not going to hear, here's Outkast, here's Lil Kim, here's Eminem, here's LL Cool J, oh, and please welcome Bruce Fine.
No, I don't think that's going to work.
Not going to work.
We're sitting at 75 when this kid went out. So we saw game 7 and learned what it was all about.
How many years have we been listening to horrible sports songs?
I've got one tomorrow. I've got the first Joe Gibbs tribute song.
I can't wait for that.
Yay. Yeah, you want to call this guy and tell him he sucks?
Yes. I want to say stay. Don't come to Boston.
Even though it's a Red Sox fan?
Yes.
Mike, I'm gonna have to play devil's advocate.
All right.
I think he's incredibly talented. And frankly, I can't get the tune out of my head.
I am saying that he will ensure the fact that they will not go into the World Series if he...
I think it's a smash, and I think it's a rabbit's foot.
I think he needs to burn the song.
It's a good luck charm. It's a four-leaf clover.
I think they need to burn
Bruce.
It.
Bruce,
this is Don and Mike. How are you, my friend?
Don and Mike, what's going on, guys?
Bruce, let me just say to you.
I'm going to be completely honest with him, Don.
I've been in the radio business for over 30 years. Many of those years I worked in programming and I was a music director. I have a wall full of gold records. These guys will tell you. I want to tell you the first thing I thought when I heard your song. Smash. Smash. Stone Cold Smash.
You can pick them.
Hey, Bruce?
Yes.
Bruce, this is Mike. You know that I am a lifelong Red Sox fan.
I've learned that, Mike.
You know that that I like nothing better than the Boston Red Sox. I got back on my vacation. I take my vacation to go to spring training. That's what I do. I saw four spring training games. Nothing moves me deeply like the Boston Red Sox.
So you love this song.
No, I'm going to tell you, Bruce.
Okay.
Burn it. Burn it, Bruce. You have to burn the song.
Bruce, I want to tell you, I want to explain to you the way the show
burn
works.
Burn it. It sucks.
The show works like this. It's good cop and bad cop, and Mike plays the role of bad cop. I want to tell you that underneath, he recognizes talent like I have. Let me ask you a serious question.
I recognize a serious, delusion is what I recognize.
Let me ask you something.
Anytime you say burn in the music industry, now everybody gets nervous, by the way, Mike.
I understand that, but I mean, I'm talking about, like, go to an incinerator, throw it in, and burn it, never to be heard again.
Yeah, let me say, burn it onto vinyl and onto disc.
No.
Generation.
Burn it
Mike,
that way.
Is this because you are a non-believer in the curse?
No, it's not a question. It has nothing to do with the curse. I'm a true believer in musical ability, of which you have none.
Well, you have to understand that I am a comedian, a writer, an actor, and never called myself a singer. I'm
you
not
know what that is,
American
my
Idol.
Friend? I'll
not
tell you
a
what,
Red Sox fan.
You are a quadruple.
My Red Sox fan.
A quadruple threat.
We don't need it. We don't need the
help. Let me tell you.
Quad threat. Bruce Fine, I'm telling you that this is going to do more to hurt the Boston Red Sox than to help them.
And Bruce Fine, I am telling you, here's what I am seeing for you, Bruce. Are you ready? First, I am seeing a special on Comedy Central.
Right.
Then I am seeing the video on MTV.
Sure.
Then I am seeing
only thing he'll show
a
up
gigantic
on
ceremony in Boston.
Not a never wrong.
When you are brought to the pitcher's mound to toss out the first ball
please
of the World Series.
And sing the song with Thea Epstein on guitar.
Yes, and with 35,000 people in Fenway Park.
Chanting. First, two, first. Wake up the Bambino. Pedro could drill him in the butt.
Yes.
We got Wales and Folk and Embry to close the door shut of all the tortured sports fans except for Mike.
Man, can I tell you something?
Oh, man, what a...
You're so talented.
You're a hump.
Really? He is.
You're a big hump.
Talented.
You're talented. Don't listen to him. You know what I'm...
By the way, it's 3-1 now with two outs in the sixth. Man on first. Schilling still looks great in the sixth.
Well, I appreciate that update, Bruce. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Let me tell you how the show works. Occasionally, I'm called the Paula Abdul of the show, and Mike is called the Simon Cowell of the show.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Bruce.
I can sense that immediately.
Bruce, really, just throw it in the trash. It's worthless.
Bruce, negative. Bruce, I want to know, do you have...
Let me tell you something. If there are Red Sox fans that don't feel like Mike, from curse to first.
Bruce, you're picking on the wrong guy, Bruce. He's trying to hurt you.
Okay.
I'm not.
He's trying to hurt all of us.
I'm in your corner.
He wants all of us to fail, Bruce.
You're talented. Bruce, you're scary talented.
Bruce, if you've ever loved the Boston Red Sox, take that MP3 and feed it to your dog.
Bruce.
CurseToFirst.com. You can go.
Bruce.
No, not a website.
Bruce.
Free tickets.
Oh, Bruce.
Red Sox Yankees, July 20th.
Oh, my
Bruce,
God.
Bruce, I want to say two things to you.
And also...
One, here's what I want to say.
Over baseball at Fenway.
I think that there's a possibility... Now, it's too late, but I'm going to call somebody at Fox... About American Idol.
No.
Yeah, I think there should be one. And I also want to tell you another, and this is a compliment. Right
Bruce,
here.
The franchise has gone through enough pain.
Bruce, listen to me now. Listen, from my ticker, because I know where you're going with this. I've been in radio 30 years. This is the best song I've heard of its genre since the Super Bowl Shuffle.
In 86
with the Chicago Bears.
I might agree with you on that one.
Can I say that?
You're going to hate to hear this. Here's what's going to happen with this song.
It's an instant classic.
We're going to do a music video this summer.
No!
Yeah. Yes!
No!
Yes!
Yes!
We're going to have Red Sox Nation. It's going to be like We Are the World.
No.
Yes.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and
there you go. Ben Affleck.
Star him tomorrow.
You know what? Ben Affleck. Bruce, another guy. We don't need Ben Affleck or you.
Yes, you do.
Oh, Jesus.
Bruce, you're incredibly talented.
All right, Bruce, I've never done this on the show. I've never said this to anyone on the show. Bruce, I'd like you to take your own life.
Now, Bruce, you got to
understand. I'm going beyond this now, Bruce. Really.
On this show, Mike is funny.
Well, you know, really.
His job, he's a comedian, he's a funny guy.
It's an act.
I'm honest, and I'm telling you. Let me hear a bit of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The Red Sox go.
Yo, can I? That is so.
Jesus.
Dog, I'm feeling you.
Any good Boston Catholic will give up meat for Lent, but bring up 78, you'll hear Bucky bleeping dead.
I'm feeling you, dog. I'm telling you, that was your best performance of the. I'm urging everybody to vote for you tonight.
Oh, I'm the Eminem of Boston.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You are, yes. Listen, you heard it here.
You're a deluded young man.
Bruce Fine, you're talented.
Take your own life, Bruce.
You're talented. You're creative.
Really.
And
take your own life.
Go and let's not forget BruceFine.com with my stand-up team.
Yeah, all right. Hey, BruceFine.com.
Another shameless plug.
Dude, take the elevator up to the top of the Prudential Tower and jump off.
Take it. You've taken this song.
Which happened in 75.
Yeah.
This shit went out.
Yeah.
God.
Boy, is this guy good. Mike, you just hate talent.
Put that CD at the bottom of the big dick.
Let me just say this to you. Last thing, Brian. Are you there? Bruce?
It's Bruce.
Brucey,
he's forgotten your name already.
Bruce?
You know why, Bruce?
He's thinking
you're
about Dunkelman.
You're a loser.
American Idol.
You're a loser.
Let me just say this to you, my friend.
Yeah.
And let me pick up the phone and say this. Hold on,
please.
I have a private comment.
Oh, my God. Oh. A private comment. Here we go. Wow. A private comment.
Hello, Bruce. Bruce, it's Don. We're off the air right now. I mean, the microphones are on, but I'm speaking to you, the listeners.
What a hump.
Can't hear what I'm saying. Mike, I hope you get the fact that Mike is like Simon Cowell. Mm-hmm. He hates everything. I'm telling you, you're freaking goddamn talented. And if I could say this to you in confidence.
Listen to him lie.
I'll see this in Cooperstown. You got what I'm saying?
He's hurting this.
I mean, I was there in Chicago.
Nothing brings him joy. Like
I was there in Chicago, 84, 85, 86. I was there for the glory years. I saw the Super Bowl shuffle. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's a stone cold smash. Are you represented? And Bruce, I would tell you good luck.
Regrettably, Bruce is a tool.
I would tell you good luck, but you don't need it. You know why?
Listen to
it
that.
Starts with T. And ends with T. Can you figure out the word, Bruce? What's the word? Talent. Yes. That's. Thank God I thought you were going to say another word.
Put him back
word.
On the line.
Okay, all right. Hold
Put
on.
Him back on the line. I want to tell him he needs something. He needs one
hold
thing.
On. Here he is.
Hey,
right,
hey
you're
Bruce.
Back, you're back
yeah.
on the air, Bruce.
Bruce, this is Mike again, and I know Dom is giving you this support. I just want to make
let
one
thing. Let me put my back in my shirt. It's live.
Can I actually, can I please give you one suggestion? Something you need. Something you need very badly. Do you know what you need?
No.
You need a nice... cool gun.
That's funny, Mike. You're a funny
you
guy.
You need a nice, cool gun. Bruce, put it in your mouth.
He always laughs at the great one.
God,
remember that, my friend.
You're, hey, Mike, were you saying this to Patriots fans during the year, telling them they were coolest?
I'm not. You know what? I don't care about the Patriots. I care about this song. This song sucks, and I bleed Boston Red
and
Sox.
Bruce,
red.
I don't even like baseball, but I'll tell you what I'm a fan of. I'm a fan of talent. And you got it.
You're embarrassing the Red Sox nation.
How can you share a studio with this? It's like you guys together is like Nomar having to share the bench with Grady Little for 2 years.
You are a comedian, my friend.
Can I tell you, not only
we don't need you.
Not only are you great to listen to. You got away with words. Can I tell you something? You are one funny guy.
You're a pure hump.
I'm going to say star of tomorrow.
We don't need you.
Right here at the Don and Mike Show. You know, star of tomorrow.
Don't you think Red Sox fans take enough abuse, Bruce?
You know what? It all started when Mike was born. He was named Mike. That was the problem right away. Look at Don. Don Juan. Yeah. Don Johnson. That's a cool Don.
You know what it is?
Mike. Bruce, you can insult me.
Michael
Bruce,
Jackson.
I feel
Bruce,
those jars.
What happened to Michael Jackson?
Bruce, I simply know. Bruce, hold on.
You had to start with the name.
Oh, shut up.
Bruce. Hold on for a moment, please. I want to talk to you off the air. Hold on. Let's go to break. Hold on.
Yeah. Go to hell, Bruce.
We'll be right back. Hold on. such an ass with these people. Hello. Hey, Bruce.
Nice guy, Mike.
Hey, I know you had to fight back. It's Don. We're off the air now. Seriously, I think you might be like the next Jim Belushi. I mean, do you have the body type?
That's funny.
You're a short guy. Oh, Christ.
Probably bald.
Are you bald? You have hair. Oh, see this. Hey, can you get a headshot to me?
He does. Can't even.
Are you represented? Who represents you? Seriously, I don't want to go to your website. Listen, dude, I'm talking off the air. Do you want to talk business or not? Are you represented by William Morris? What's the deal,
ladies and gentlemen? He's losing his patience. He's losing this charade cannot
Circle
continue.
Pound. All right, and give me.
He is doing everything. There. You're not. He can't handle it.
Okay.
You go. Come on. Come on.
Beautiful. And I can get her at their main number?
Bingo, baby.
310. Mm-hmm. You got it. I'm going to call there right now. So you run our national show. I have a spotlight on talent, and you're it, man. You're talented. Thanks for being on the show. I mean it. You're beautiful. See you on the top. Okay, bye-bye. Elevator of the stars. Bye. See ya.
you're gonna, you know something, you're a bad kid.
Yeah, who was more cruel? Yeah.
That's fun.
That's fun.
Okay. I think we all know the answer to that question.
You went to his webpage. Buzz, you turn around.
Take it back here.
He's a handsome fellow, Mike.
Take a peek.
There he is. Go to BruceFucking.com. Oh, the right. Picture.
Yeah, nice job, Skippy.
The picture. He's wearing
he looks like Denny Terrio.
Yes, and he's wearing one of those. You ever watch that show with Charlie Sheen, dumb show with like two men and a baby?
Yeah, exactly.
Charlie Sheen wears a bowling shirt. I've seen Paulie on The Sopranos wear it, too.
Yeah, exactly, that kind of shirt.
Yeah, and that's what this guy, this loser, Bruce Fine.
Bingo, baby!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Uncle Peter and Aunt Pearl.
You're looking well.
Thank you. Oh, Aunt Pearl, may I say you're looking younger every day. Doesn't Aunt Pearl look wonderful, darling?
She looks great. Arthur, I don't think we've had the pleasure of meeting this young woman. Would you introduce us?
Oh, that's stupid of me. Princess Gloria, may I introduce my aunt and uncle, Peter and Pearl Barr?
How are you?
Princess? Did you say Princess Arthur? Yes. There's a very small country in the West Indies. I mean, small.
I see. Thank you.
It's terribly small. Tiny little country. Rhode Island could beat the crap out of it in a war. That's how small it is.
Small?
So little. It's 85 cents in a cab from one end of the country to the other. I'm talking small.
We understand it's small, Arthur.
They recently had the whole country carpeted. This is not a big place.
We understand that it's small, Arthur, and we also understand that you are very drunk. So why don't we meet again when you're sober?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Grow up, Arthur. You would make a fine adult.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. You haven't got 50 pairs of short pants hanging in your closet.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
The owner of one of Don and Mike's affiliates starts the segment. He's standing by on a friend's cell phone, and then Don and Mike weed out calls for Don's Naked Cruelty. The best of Don and Mike.
Now, we have people standing by to play Donnie's Naked Cruelty, and I want to get to them quickly. But we also have a radio guy on the phone. So
radio guy.
A couple of things at once here. Hey, Tony?
Yep.
You're calling about your boss, right?
I'm talking about my old boss. He's right, a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Please to be holding. I'll come back to you. And who is it, Dave?
Yeah.
You for the game, too? Hold on, Dave.
Old boss, okay. Also, I just want to say, you know, old boss really...
Well, we got to go through a couple. We got to go through a couple of these calls.
You got to face the music.
There's also Tammy who's on the phone. Larry's on the phone. We got to go through some of these to let you know what it is we're looking for.
Right.
So anyway, you know the setup. If it's something really cruel you want said to somebody, I'll call and say it to them. Mm-hmm. But before we get to those calls, Rob, who is the owner of WBVA in Virginia Beach,
earlier on the show,
Norfolk, is on a friend's cell phone calling us.
If you just tuned in earlier, listeners to this radio station said they were running some sort of comedy network while this show was supposed to be on.
And if I'm not mistaken, was it before we went on vacation that this was the station that was running our show and the Liddy show at the same time?
Simultaneously. I think that's the same station.
Anyway, let's go to, he's on a friend's cell phone now. Wow. The owner of one of our affiliates here is Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Close enough. It's Ron.
Ron. Okay. Well, Ron, you're calling on a friend's cell, and when we tried to call your radio station, the line was disconnected. So I guess we're even.
Yeah, I guess we are. Try to reach you sometime. You'll see.
All right. You mean it's difficult to get through?
Very difficult.
Yeah. Well, that's because we have a lot of listeners.
I hope so.
Yeah.
What do you mean we hope so? Why are you being such a?
Sorry.
Well, no. You're the one. Your radio station is the one that we're told by your listeners that are that's screwing up the show.
Well, I apologize to the listeners of WBVA and the Don and Mike Show, but that was a temporary preemption. Our Star Guide receiver was locked up. We unfroze it, and we put everything back.
Well, there you go. Well, there's the answer to the problem.
Very good. And, sir, if you don't mind me asking, why are you calling on a friend's cell?
because I don't want to use up my own time. I'm too cheap.
And what about when we tried to call the office and we got the number that we have as the contact number was a cell phone, and then we called the main number that's on your station's website, and they said the number is disconnected.
All right, we have a new everything from a new website. WBVA program lineup is changing in the next 2 days. Everybody on the WBVA already knows this right now. Rome is burnt, so he is leaving our station very soon. Mm-hmm. In the meantime,
does that make you feel powerful to cancel these shows?
I already am powerful, but I do feel that way, yes, to answer your question.
Can you explain why directory assistants searched the entire state of Virginia and had no evidence of a WBVA anywhere?
Because we listed it under CNN Radio, WBAB, our sister station.
That's clever. That way no one can find you.
That's good.
1550, by the way.
Pardon me?
All the time.
Pardon me?
I was just making a plug for our sister station.
Why would you make a plug for the sister station?
You never know. We have listeners there, too. They're both mine.
That's right, Don. You never know.
What do you mean they're both yours? Do you consider yourself to be like some kind of media mogul?
Oh, I don't consider it, but I'm sure we'll talk about it that way today. No, I think I'm a normal guy, but I think on the air we were holding me up to a little bit higher standard than you would hold other people to.
What are you talking? Holding
what's
me
going
up?
On? Ron, wow. Hey, Ron, dude, Ron, get the chip off your shoulder.
Dude, here's the deal. I mentioned that I'm taking a little more interest in the station's broadcasting the show. We've gotten more than one call. A guy called today and said, hey, show's not on, so we tried to call, and the number was disconnected.
And this is on the heels of a listener calling and saying that two programs were being run simultaneously.
I don't know about the simultaneous programming running, but I do know that we had a program that was running instead of Don and Mike at the beginning of the show, and that was true.
Okay. Well, you know, just chill out, man.
Yeah, relax. Ron, relax.
Chill out, Ron. Come on, you're the king of Virginia Beach. You own a radio station that obviously you don't care a lot about, and there's another one that apparently you care more for. Why don't you put us on the station that you wanted to plug? Why are we on the ugly stepchild station?
Now, the other one needs the plugging. Actually, WBVA is doing great in the ratings right now.
Okay, so we're doing great in the ratings. That how do we repair this relationship, Ron?
I think right now, I think I'm the one that's at fault here. Let me be the first to say that.
You're always going to have a table waiting.
Okay, that's right. I played the wrong tape, but yeah, I wanted to give you a shot, Nesbitt. You're the one that's wrong.
That's good.
I can finish now. Okay, as far as the rest is concerned, we normally would not try to preempt any of the show, and we definitely care about the station, and you'll see how much over the next few days when we make our changes.
Ooh. So you're blowing out all the disc jockeys. Let me just say, we are pleased to be a part of what for you is, I'm sure, a tax write-off.
You know, and the one thing, the big question that we haven't had answered, you're not blowing this show out, are you?
No, not at all. In fact, Don and Mike is our highest rated program right now, and we plan to keep it as long as this one would allow.
Yes, now there we go.
There you go.
I think this ended a lot better than this. Now let me ask you one other question, Ron. Ron, are you under a lot of pressure? You sound like you might be a little stressed out.
I am under a lot of pressure.
And what is your current, Ron, what's your current age?
My current age is 39 and counting.
39, man.
Are you a hard drinker, a hard liver, sir?
No, but I'm willing to learn.
Now that was funny. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
All right, Ron.
Much better.
So you're a mogul in Virginia Beach in Norfolk. You've got these two dynamite stations.
We're apparently doing gangbuster ratings.
All
for you.
We ask is that you just run our show when our show is supposed to be on. Other than that, you know, carte blanche.
Let's crush WGH. Everybody knows that because they're the ones that are causing some of these program changes right now. But we love
really? WGH.
WGH.
Somebody should call there and see if we can get on that.
Man, that's a live show too in the afternoons right now.
Really? So this WGH, tell me somebody, they got a, where are they on the dial?
They're 1310 a.m. on the dial.
1310. Yes. They got a good signal. They a daytime or a night? What are they, 5,000 watts day?
They're 5,000 water.
Yeah, they 5,000 watts at night?
They're 5,000 at night.
Yeah. Oh. What's your power?
We are 1 kilowatt day and night.
1,000 watt, right.
We're located in the highest populated city in the Metro.
What would that,
and they're on the outskirts.
Let me just say before I end this, congratulations on your moderate success. would you have the phone number of WGH?
I'd be willing to look it up. It's 671-1000 is
now,
the main.
Are you ready to hold on? Now that you're on, some of the people from your market are calling. Here is Roger from.
Tell them how much you like WBVA or how much you like.
Roger from here you go from Virginia Beach. Roger.
Hey, it's Roger from Chesapeake. Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
Hey.
You've been screwing up every morning.
I know. You keep calling me.
The morning station hasn't been on, and I'm not going to say it.
I don't care about the morning. What about us?
I don't care about the morning. How does it affect us,
sir? No. Hey, Don and Mike, he cut you guys off this afternoon. I went out. We had some stupid comedy channel on.
Right. He's already apologized for that.
He apologized for that.
He's very sorry.
He's the Ted Turner of Norfolk.
But you did say, Jim Rome is no longer on?
Jim Rome will be leaving us shortly.
All right.
And I'm sure he's crushed.
Tony Bruno?
Tony Bruno as well.
Listen, we got to get off this station. If anybody from this other station, WGH, is listening, we are more than willing to cross the street. After talking to Ron.
You can call me Ron.
I'm going to talk to Don and Mike for a second. I'm going to mention a morning radio show.
Get out of here. Listen, Ron, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I bet things will really improve now that you're out of rehab. And let me say, all the best.
Good.
Ron, we wish you nothing but success.
Thank you for calling up.
Very much, y'all.
Thanks for taking the time to call on your friend's cell phone.
Bye-bye, you all.
Charming.
See, because I know a lot of people out there wonder, you know, we talk about our boss, Mel Karmazin, the guy that owns Infinity.
Uh-huh.
You know, amen. He would be Mel on a much smaller level. He's like mini-me. He's mini-Mel.
But a Mel nonetheless.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's the king of Norfolk. And Virginia Beach.
Furthermore,
we wish him Godspeed.
He sure didn't know a lot about WGH, that other station.
He's wrapped a little tight.
Yeah, he is. You know, you should give me the number of that other station. We should give him a call. Rob, you have a picture of Mel on your cell phone?
I do.
Very nice, Rob.
I've heard of kissing ass. Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
But we could have just played Welcome to My Nightmare. That was our nightmare. That was the guy that's running our show.
That was a nightmare.
Here are callers. Let's get some of these and find out if these are good or not.
Let's do it.
Let's start with Ricky calling from Ocean City on 96 Rock.
Hey, Ricky.
Now, that's a great station. That's another station I love, 96 Rock. You know, I live in Ocean City part time.
Mm-hmm.
I love that station. The station kicks ass.
Yeah, it's awesome out here. How come you guys don't come out here and do a live show?
Because the cops got upset when we did live shows.
Right.
Just pay them off.
Pay them off?
Pay them off. Yeah, man. Works every time. Off.
Okay. Well, I can tell right away. I'm dealing with a smart guy.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with a street savvy guy.
Yeah. You're dealing with perhaps a cruel guy.
Ricky?
Yes, sir.
Ricky, who is it that you'd like me to call a naked cruelty?
A guy by the name of Chris. Works at a Ford dealership up in Milford, Delaware.
All right.
The guy is the general manager, and let me tell you something. He's probably the biggest horses.
Now, I see your former boss.
Sure, yes.
I veto that, Don.
No. See, that
former employee. Disgruntled employees.
You got to learn the rules. If it's your current boss.
You got to eyeball if it's your current boss, it's different.
Absolutely. Let's try Dave. Hey, Dave, it's Sacramento on KHDK. Dave.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, my friend. Who is it you'd like us to call?
My best friend, Aaron.
All right, now see, here's a current best friend.
Now, I'm listening.
Now, what is it that you would like to say to Aaron that's incredibly cruel that you don't have the guts to say yourself? I'll say it. Just lay it out as honestly as you can.
Okay. I introduced Aaron to his current girlfriend about 8 months ago.
Yeah?
And he wants to marry this girl, and he asked me all the time, like, dude, this is really important. I want to marry this girl, but I want to know what you think about her. And every time I just say, oh, man, I love her. She's a great girl and everything.
What do you really want to say?
Tell me what you really think of her.
I really don't like her. She's very annoying, and basically
I need more specifics.
Yeah, you have to be specific.
What's wrong with her? Besides just...
What makes her annoying?
All right, annoying, but I need more.
She's a bee sometimes.
She's a bitch, but why is she a bitch?
I don't know. She just treats people like crap.
Can you cite a specific example?
Let's see. Another thing she does is she says, they talk to each other. They say, hey, babes, and all that kind of crap.
So they do baby talk. They do lovey-dovey talk. That's very
annoying.
Yeah,
and that's really
annoying. That's a good specific.
Another thing is she says, like, say, I'll just take a phrase for example. She says, oh, you're so brave, she says that after, like, a lot of...
Can I alert you to something? Because anything can happen on Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I will tell you, sir, that occasionally on Naked Cruelty, and especially with a call like this, if Don decides to make it, it can turn around on you.
And let me ask
you something. Not in a good way. Because I have to point out, it sounds to me like you're jealous.
You're in love with him.
You're in love with Aaron, sir.
Basically, that's true, yeah.
Well, that's okay. Now, see, that's all right.
So when you say...
Don, you could probably lay that on Aaron also.
When you say that you're in love with him, and I believe I'm paraphrasing correctly, you mean full man-on-man love, right? Not platonic love.
No, that's my brother.
Well, listen, that's okay in many states. Now, is he really your brother, or?
No.
Are you attracted to him sexually?
He's a good-looking guy.
Hey?
Okay. All right, that's a yes.
Yes, faggot. Who's the celebrity that you think he most resembles?
Probably Heath Ledger.
Well, I wonder.
I need to put you on hold. Hold on, because I think we need to make this call. This is not maybe the cruelest call, but this might be the best call we could make.
Well, this can be cruel both ways.
I think that's pretty good. Before we do that, I got the number at WGH.
I'm attracted to you. Don't marry her. You're going to break your voice.
That's the first thought
up.
I had, too.
Right.
Oh, well, I got to do this part off the air.
That's right. Calling the competing radio station in
Norfolk. Virginia Beach. You think it's after 5:30 East Coast time?
They're out of there.
Well, they probably are.
Yeah.
Don't they remember the rule? You know, be first there, be last to close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ABC, all that other crap.
Always be closing.
Right. Let me see if I get a voicemail even. Three rings. Well, we might not want to work here either. Mm-hmm. Four rings?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm calling WJFK.
Well, tomorrow maybe we can call another radio station.
Five rings? Christ, is this the request line, Rob?
No, that's the
Hold on. WGH? How you doing? You got a program director? What's his name? May I speak with him? Can't you just transfer me? I'm a very important radio personality. Thank you. How are you going to transfer me to the program director?
So far, so good.
WGH.
We're getting all the right answers.
Encouraging.
They're making all the right moves.
So this guy, this is another station, not the station that broadcasts our show in Virginia Beach, right, in Norfolk. Now, I'll be honest with you. The station that we're on might be a fine station,
yeah,
but I remember back in the day, WGH used to be the station. I mean, when I was a kid.
Right. The station we're on currently has the R factor. Ron.
Rob, whatever his name
is.
Oh, come on. Let me hear what they're doing now. When's the...
You know what they're doing right now, Don?
I'm listening to them on...
What they're doing right now is missing an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. You got that right. We're talking about school lunches. Hello? Hello there. Pick up, please. You know, maybe they think they're on the air. You're not on the air. Hello? Hey, WGH. Dude just hung up.
Opportunity lost.
There you go,
yeah. That's the only chance they had.
All right.
He'll regret that.
Ron's not regretting it, but they blew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's throwing away stacks of cash.
Yep.
Any other stations in Norfolk? It was a call.
He didn't just kick Don off the line. He kicked advertisers out the door.
That's there you right. go. Hey. Millions of dollars just drove out.
Amen,
the way
brother.
He treated Don was indicative of how he treats America.
Hey, who's this? Don and Mike. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Don. This is Tony from Sacramento.
Hi, Tony, you're calling for the... Oh, hold on a second. Right, I forgot we got people with the game. Hold on. We'll call Tony's guy or somebody's guy. Dave's the guy that's in love with Aaron.
Is Dave his first name?
Let me see.
Dave.
Dave?
David.
David. It's David?
Yes.
But you're in love with Aaron.
Well, no, David wants us to call Aaron and say, this girl's terrible, and then we can get to the other part later. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Don't want to tip him off.
Hold on, Dave. Okay, we got to do a commercial.
All right.
All right, dude. Thank you, my friend.
And he's a smart man.
And we got other ones. Let me just see. Tony, what's yours about?
Mine is, as I've been listening to you guys, I think that I have a better one than I originally called in about.
Right.
I had a former boss that was a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
No, didn't I hang up on you?
Yeah, but he has a different one now. He's just reminding us who he was.
I don't think they get a second chance.
Oh, you're right.
No.
Right. Go call WGH with that. Get out of here. We'll be right back.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
As you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with us.
9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several would be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said... No, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
did I?
9.
Yeah. 9, good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions and little baby lions were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer.
And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's all right. It's okay.
But you're upsetting me.
No. I don't upset you.
I went down, Joan, and I
know you did. It's all right. Fine.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down there.
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there. And
I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Donnie, with an I, makes the call for his naked cruelty game. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Here's Dave on the phone. David.
Don't even know where he's from.
David?
Yeah.
For Donnie's naked cruelty. David, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Right on. Sacramento. KHDK. David, we're going to be calling Aaron about his annoying girlfriend, correct?
Yes.
All right. How long have you been friends, David, with Aaron?
Probably about 12, 13 years.
Long time.
Wow. And incidentally, Joe tells me that he was going through these calls and that all of the other ones are stuff that I don't even know if we can believe or not.
Yeah, right.
People are calling with good stuff. It's just, it has to be people that you're currently connected to in your life.
That's the way it works. Otherwise, it's the cowardly move. And, you know, you're doing enough. You have to have the person face some kind of music.
So that's what we're going to do now. Welcome, my name. Here we go. Naked cruelty. Hold on just a second, please. We'll be calling Anthony. We got that number from?
Aaron.
Aaron. Anthony, Aaron.
Rob, Ron.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It doesn't matter.
WGH, WBV, whatever our other station is.
WBBF. Is that what it is?
It was a station.
Is it WBBF?
No, it's WVBA. There was, back in the day when we could talk about some on the show, a VBF was something, a very bad slip a girl would have.
Yeah.
Some kind of a blood F, but not the bad F word.
Right.
The F word that we can still say.
Yes.
F-A-R, you know, far, far away. In a galaxy far, far away, a man farted. Anyway, it was one of those things. A VBF was something very bad.
Yes.
But there was a station in Boston, WVBF. F-105.
That's true.
In a land far, far away. here he is now. Here is Aaron. Hey, Aaron?
Yes.
Hello, Aaron?
Yeah.
Hi, Aaron. This is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now.
How are you, Aaron?
And we.
I'm doing pretty good. What are you guys calling for?
Okay, we have your friend David on the telephone. Do you know a guy named David?
Yeah.
Okay. We're calling. He's your best friend.
He said that to us, Aaron. He said that you are his best friend.
We're playing a game called Donnie's Naked Cruelty. That's me. I'm Don. I'm the cruel one. Oh, and I spell it D-O-N-I.
D-O-N-I with any kind of punctuation mark? Or just a fancy... Is the I a heart? Dotted with a heart?
You know what it is? It's like Ricky Lake. You know she has R-I-K-K-I exclamation point?
That's it.
It's D-O-N-I exclamation point.
Very good.
Naked Cruelty. Anyway, the deal is we solicit for people... And I call them and tell them something that the other person wants to say but doesn't have the guts.
David has something he wants to say, but he's enlisted the help of Don on Donnie's Naked Cruelty because he doesn't want to tell you himself.
Now, I've taken
is he gay?
No. Well, let me.
We're going to get to that.
Let me get to that. This is about your girlfriend. Now, may I ask her first name so I'm sure we're talking about the same girl?
Her name's Sarah.
Sarah, yes. And how long have you been going
out? Sarah, Don.
Sarah?
About 8 months or so. Eight, nine months.
And you're fond of her? You're thinking about maybe popping the question?
There's a definite possibility. There.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what Aaron won't tell you. There's been many times, Aaron, you've said to Aaron, what do you think of her? And he says, oh, she's nice.
He doesn't get right to it. He doesn't tell you what he really thinks.
He thinks she's annoying. He thinks she's bitchy. Listen, here's the bottom line.
He thinks, I mean, he really hates, well, this is your thing.
No, you go ahead.
But he hates the baby talk.
Yeah, he hates the fact that, like, you go, oh, I love you so much, Chucky. And here's the other thing. Once we really got talking to him, we found that he likes you. And I don't mean he likes you. I mean he likes you. And we were goofing around with him. He called his words, not mine, "You're a handsome guy." So what he is afraid to tell you is that he doesn't like your girlfriend. But after we were speaking with him, it is our belief, and we are both of course doctors. We have a BS in BS.
We do.
But no, the truth is
we believe that he is in love with you.
We do think that he has aroused you in a homosexual way.
We believe that he is in love with you.
He finds you attractive. He finds you attractive. He doesn't like your girlfriend, and it really has nothing to do with your girlfriend.
He wants her out of the way so that he can be with you.
Have you ever thought about him romantically? He's on the other line right now waiting for the answer.
If I were gay, he wouldn't be my type.
He wouldn't be your type? This is reverse cruelty.
That is sad.
What would your type, if you were gay, what would your type be?
I don't know. I've really never thought about that.
But if you were, let's just say, hypothetically, if you were to be with a man, what type of man would you want to be with?
That's a good question.
Let's make it a little easier. Of the three men on Friends, which would you like, if you had to? Would it be Joey? Or would it be Ross? Or would it be Chandler?
I guess they're all a little too,
I don't think that's a fair question, because I would not be attracted to any of those men. And I there are plenty of men that I would be attracted to, but none of the guys on Friends fit a type that I would find attractive.
All right, well, who's your favorite movie star? Who's your favorite male movie star, sir? Aaron?
We're talking a male?
Yeah, who's your
favorite? Of course we are, Aaron, come on.
Favorite male movie star?
Oh, that's a good question. Actor-wise, just on skills.
Okay.
Sure.
Wink, skills.
Aaron, let's get a little deeper past that. Let's be honest. The way a man presents himself brings a lot to the table. You know, the way he looks, the way the light shines on him, the way the sweat beads on his forehead, the tight jeans that he might be wearing in an action sequence.
Slowed down. Boy, I'm not able to concentrate on the show now.
I'm just thinking about swordfish. John Travolta and Hugh Jackman. Who can make their minds up? Jeez, it was on TNT all week.
Good actor.
It was who's a good actor?
John Travolta.
All right, let's start with him.
Hey, can I ask a question? I don't want to get into trouble here, but in the what is the most recent Star Wars movie that's all over cable now?
Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones. How old in that particular movie is that young man that's romancing Natalie Portman supposed to be?
I'm not big into those movies.
I think he's like 18 or 19.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Enough said.
So he's your boy?
There you go.
So to speak?
Absolutely.
So wow.
And you know, the thing is, I'm hot for Natalie Portman, too. So it was really a pleasure watching those two work together.
And I'll say something. I'll say something now, because I've seen him interviewed, and I realize that he's becoming a man.
Uh-huh.
There's no reason I should be ashamed about saying Frankie Munoz is
Malcolm in the Middle.
Not only talented, he's talented, but he's goddamn really handsome.
Yeah. Oh, man, Agent Cody Banks.
And, wow. Let me just say, for future years, whoever the kid is that's Dewey on that show,
boy. Wow.
Now we're getting into my world. Listen, David, the bottom line is your girlfriend is a bitch. She is annoying, she is controlling, and your friend doesn't like her.
Baby talk, too.
Yeah. Baby talk.
That's all real.
That's what he wanted, and really, all kidding aside, that's what he wanted to say to you. And then the stuff, we're speculating because he said how much he likes you, loves you.
Aaron, have you come up with that movie star yet?
No, but I guess it would have to be, I don't know if I'm into the rugged genre or...
Come on, Aaron.
Come on, you can pull it out, so to speak.
Maybe a more urban.
What about Ashton Kutcher?
No.
Who is the celebrity that you think your friend David most resembles?
Yeah.
David?
Yes, David. You look like Aaron, I know we've caught you on the spot, but please give us some sort of answer.
Well, he's a plus-size gentleman.
Oh, he's a plus-size. Oh.
Jim Belushi.
He kind of, I guess...
he likes to think of himself as The Rock, you know, the wrestler The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad The Rock. Yeah, have you smelled what The Rock is cooking? Yeah, so, listen, Aaron.
Put Dom DeLuise's head on The Rock's body, and then don't let The Rock work out for about 3 years.
Wow, we're working on that one right now.
All right, but you're still, hold on a second.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Uh-huh. Mm. So he's not quite as fat as Dom DeLuise, is what you're saying.
No, because he's taller. He's like 6'5 or 6'6.
Could you ever picture yourself being involved with him in any way?
No.
And one last time, do you have that movie star for us?
The guy from...
here he goes, finally.
The guy from that one Night movie. With the modern music in it.
Are you back to Heath Ledger again?
Rob, do you know who he's talking about?
Yeah, he's mentioning Heath Ledger, the guy he looks like.
Wow.
But you know what this is? He's very vain.
He probably thinks this bit is about him. He's so vain.
Don't you.
But the bottom line is you don't want him to marry this girl.
Yes, that's what your friend David said, was that he thinks you should dump your girlfriend. And now here he is. Let's bring him on now. He's out of the closet. He's proud. Here's David. He's madly in love with Aaron, but this is all masked because he's calling about his girlfriend. David?
Hey, guys.
All right, now, come on, David. Don't do the fake fag voice. Just do the regular fag voice you were using when we talked to you before.
That was Tom Gavin.
Oh, you were doing things.
Oh, Tom Gavin.
How about no voices at all right, David?
Okay.
All right, now listen, David, tell Aaron what you wanted to tell him about the girlfriend.
Well, I thought you were supposed to tell him that.
I already did.
He did that.
I already did.
Is there anything you want to add to it and maybe justify it?
Why don't you like her?
I thought Dom did an excellent job myself.
But is there anything you'd like to add to that, David?
Anything you'd forgotten?
Just think, Aaron. David could be your little Heath bar. He could be just like Heath Ledger. You could eat a Heath bar.
Come on, David. Anything you can add to this?
She's very annoying, and they're annoying. He's not annoying when he's, you know, just with me, but when they're together, he's annoying.
Okay, what was that, Aaron?
I don't know if this would change anything, but a little bit of info that while I was away for a while before I had met Sarah, David was the one who introduced me to her, and he would call me up and tell me about this cool girl. So I think he had a crush on her.
David, did she spurn you?
I'm not familiar with that word.
Did she tell you you're a big fat load and she didn't want to be with you?
No, not really.
Not in so many words?
Did she say that in a nicer way?
She thought I was a good guy. Mm-hmm.
But not like a good guy she wanted to go to bed with?
Probably not.
I see what the, now we have yeah, full circle. Now we have the best friend and the woman he's in love with are together, and he is left out in the cold. He will have no one if this union is what, Rob?
A threesome.
That's a threesome.
What he wants. I don't think that's going to happen.
But he wants them both.
I think you're going to have to lose the friendship. Aaron?
Yes.
Are you willing to give up David for the annoying girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, David.
David, didn't this
breaking my heart.
Just again.
David? David, don't you want to tell him how much you love him now that you're about to lose him?
Well, let me just state that I am not a homosexual. I and my friend here are metrosexuals. I've never gone gansing before.
He knows all of it, gansing, metrosexual.
David, by any chance, this girl in question, does she look like Heath Ledger?
No.
She does not. Well, I have to say, this is a very confusing episode of Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
You never know what direction it's going to go.
There's been way too much laughing, and it's not really been nakedly cruel at all. It's been way too fun.
Well, but the thing is, I think you can rest assured that after this is all over, there'll be a lot of anxiety afterwards.
Just know this, Aaron. I'm pretty sure that when he's laying in bed with his Haagen-Dazs and his little Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's circus animals, he's dipping in the Chunky Monkey.
Things are definitely going to be a little more awkward.
He's pretending that he's eating that off your belly.
Oh! There you go.
I think, David?
Awkward.
Awkward.
Hello?
Yeah, we heard.
Yes, we're here. David, listen, you win because I guess we did tell Aaron his girlfriend's an annoying bitch, right?
I'd love to get a follow-up, but it doesn't sound like Aaron's going to be changing anything. In fact, this might accelerate his relationship with the woman.
let me see. David, you've won 15 movies. You and 15 of your guests are going to the movies of your choice. Go to www.regmovies.com for showtimes and locations. Courtesy of the new movie When Betty Calls. Don't miss the sneak preview April 14th and log on to whenbettycalls.com. But most amazingly, now you've qualified for a trip to Las Vegas. We're giving away on Friday where perhaps you could run away with Aaron.
That's just it's a real shame they've torn down that Siegfried and Roy poster, you know, the big billboard.
Yeah. But maybe they can replace it with the David and Aaron sign.
There we go.
The big DNA.
Oh, is David still there?
Yeah, he's here.
David, could Sarah and I get tickets to that movie?
What's that?
Can we get tickets to that movie that you just won?
No.
I think it's pretty obvious that they share one thing in common, a strong IQ.
But the one guy just dissed the other guy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the one guy wanted the movie tickets that he just won, and the other guy said no. But, dude, Aaron, you got the girl, though. You know, your fat friend is just going to sit in the bathtub tonight and think about how much he loves you.
When will you two be seeing each other?
That's what makes it even more awkward, Don and Mike. Because David and I were good friends, so when the girl came into the picture, of course, we weren't buddy-buddy like we used to be, but we still hang out occasionally.
Right.
It was awkward before because I knew that he liked her, so her and I got together, he would say stuff like, there's this girl, Sarah, you know, you need to get with her. I would really like to get with her, but I think you guys would be better. And
because he really wanted your girlfriend, but I got news for you, pal, he really wanted YOU,
and
he still does, okay? Let me just ask you this. You guys ever go to the health club together? Ever play
racket? Play ping pong.
You know, it's a really standard question. Have either one of you ever seen each other naked?
No.
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 True?
Really?
David's insecure about his body.
It's really turned around on old David, didn't it?
Yeah.
Really backfired.
Poor, big, fat, faggy David.
15 movie tickets.
Easy.
Nobody to take.
All right, guys, listen. Thank you for playing the game, Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
So feel free to check back with us sometime, please.
All right, and Dave, if you win the trip to Las Vegas, we'll call you Friday.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. And Aaron, are you there, Aaron?
I'm still here.
Right, Aaron, for you we have the Sopranos prize pack, including a really great, big overstuffed Sopranos terry cloth robe. This is courtesy of the Sopranos. Watch them at 9, 8 Central this Sunday, followed by Deadwood. All right, thank you. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody wins.
There you go. That's how you play Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Thank you, big doughy David.
You're right about those two guys, though.
Yeah.
It was like a battle to see who's the dumbest among those two guys.
Aaron, how about a movie star? That guy in the thing. D.A.
But he did give us a pretty accurate picture of David. The body of Dom DeLuise.
No, the head of Dom DeLuise put on the body of The Rock if The Rock didn't work out for 10 years. Handsome.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How are you? We're talking about cyber sports, all kinds of websites, all kinds of sites. We're walking around here at Camden Yards today, and look what... You may have seen this on the air. This is a bunny walking around with a cell phone. I'm not quite sure what... Actually, I know what this is. This bunny is on the radio now. You're with the Don and Mike Show, right?
Yes, I am, Mark.
And you have to plug the Don and Mike Show, which is on what radio station?
It's on 1300 AM in Baltimore, the Don and Mike Show. Happy Easter, everybody, from Don and Mike.
And it's also on in Washington, correct?
Yes, it is. It's a nationally syndicated show all over the country.
This is not something you should do something bunny-like for me while I talk about my story here. We're getting coast-to-coast coverage right now on the Don and Mike Show. So how's that? That's pretty exciting. We own this exclusively, so this is a proud moment for all of us. We took the best that the baseball world has to offer with those of the world of computer aficionados. And we found, found some websites that even the most casual baseball fan will find is a hit.
Mark,
I could do that. The Orioles told me that he gets something like hundreds of thousands of hits during the offseason. So check it out. Let me give you the keywords to look up. There's the Orioles. You type in there. You get that. Major League Baseball.
Mark,
baseball perspectives.
Stuff, but Don really wants to say hello to Mary Beth in Washington. He wants to say hello, Mary Beth. Hi.
Okay, Mary Beth's off today, but thank you.
1300 AM, National Radio Show.
All right, we got the bunny in, and you can look up the bunny on the webpage as well, I guess, Stan and Sandra.
Well, he's like the ever-ready bunny.
He just keeps
on going.
He's always he's already been thrown out of the stadium, so we thought we'd take him and give him a little home here. Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay. All right.
All right, let's throw him off the newscast now so we can move on, okay?
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye,
Mark. Oh, man.
Bye-bye, Bunny.
What is it, the memo? The ideas contained in that memo are not my ideas, Hank. I do not happen to think we need a younger sidekick.
Thank you.
What is that?
What do you mean this?
Yeah.
You mean the earring?
The earring.
Oh, I've had this. I've had this for, oh, golly, some time now.
If you've gotten an earring to make yourself look younger.
Oh, no.
Oh. What have you done to your nipples?
Let me see.
Hank.
What's wrong?
Hank, look that way. Look that way. Look up. Look down. Does that loosen me up? How's that feel?
Good.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Does this hurt?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Where'd you get this done, Hank?
Well,
you know, was it in a sterile environment? Look that way.
Yeah.
Boy, very swollen and reddish, Hank.
Really?
And the left ear is the gay ear, by the way. Do you know that?
It is.
Uh-huh. And when you wear it low on the lobe like that, Hank, it means you're catching, not pitching. You know, I had a friend who was allergic to base metal, got a really bad infection, lost about 90% of his hearing. Oh, yeah. Hank, that looks very pussy. What kind of metal did they use, do you know?
I gotta go.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Hank,
yeah.
I like it. Hank, keep it.
Yeah. Keep it.
Yeah.
All right.
Boy, oh boy. Don't hide it. Yeah. Be proud. Catching, not pitching.
All right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Earlier this year, a guy had some wax figures for sale on eBay, and Don and Mike spoke with him. It's the best of Don and Mike.
It's time for a spotlight on eBay. Oh, Rob, where's that fanfare? It's time for a spotlight on eBay. They're not paying for this. I just have to tell you, when a bargain is on eBay...
A value?
Yeah, and Buzz, it's a great value.
Uh-huh.
Here's the deal. Let's say you want to buy a collection of 55 wax figures
yes.
of your favorite country star.
I do.
Yeah. Maybe you always wanted to have in your house a big life-size wax figure of Johnny Cash.
I do.
How about Alan Jackson?
Yes.
Let me go through this list here. Hold on a
second. Dolly? Is Dolly on the list?
Of course, Ernest Tubb.
Oh, my God. You know who they have on the first page that I've got?
Buck Owens.
They've got Boxcar Willie.
That's right, Mike. They're all there. Chet Atkins and, pick up and just tell him we'll be right with him. Let me just tell you, we're looking at these pictures.
Yeah.
These pictures look like someone is taking potatoes. And you know, you ever seen that lady that's on the Letterman show? The lady comes out with,
yes.
comes out with potatoes and they're supposed to look like celebrities.
Right.
Okay, these wax figures that this guy's selling look like...
Where do they come from?
Well, Mike, here's the story. They came from a museum in Nashville. That opened in 1972.
Huh.
And this guy has decided that he has these 55 country music wax figures. Now, I'm telling you, they are not the best-looking wax figures I've ever seen.
Like the thing you'd see in Madame Tussauds. Or
yeah.
Roy Clark looks pretty good.
And that's the perfect example. When we were out in Vegas for my brother's wedding, I told my brother, go to the wax museum.
He wanted to, right?
Yeah, because you're going to love that, because we went to the one in New York, and it's
right.
good.
Yeah.
But these are kind of nutty. And anyway, he's got 55 of them. And here he is now, our eBay guy of the day.
John Hobbs.
John. Hey, John.
Yep, John's here.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Well, how you doing?
Now, John, I see that on eBay, your current bid, at least the last time we went on and looked, was over $100,000. Now, is that a legitimate bid?
That's a legitimate bid at
$115,000.
Wow.
$115,000?
Yeah.
Now, why would someone... Well, now, I understand that this is from a museum in Nashville, right?
Yeah, this is from Music Valley Wax Museum across the street from the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, and if you buy the computer, you should go to eBay and look this up because I'm telling you, some of these, Mike, look how lifelike Randy Travis
that's fantastic.
Looks in this photo.
Don, I'm a big fan of Larry Gatlin right here.
You're a big lag. We happen to have Larry in there.
Yeah, you got it.
But let me tell you what we're doing. We're going to try to sell them as a whole group. We don't want to break the family up.
Well, what do you do with these if you're like the regular guy? And
well, if you're a regular guy, we're taking your name, everything, and then if we don't sell them as one group, we're going to split them up. We've had a lot of calls. James Monroe wants to buy his dad. Uh-huh. And then we've had some other stars that wanted to buy back their figures.
Now I see that you have Chet Atkins. The dummy is signed by him or something.
Well, you know, the one thing I tell you is I'm looking at your wax dummies here, and I'm Elvis. You ought to sell separately because I think you probably get more money for Elvis than anything.
Yeah, I tell you the best one. Alan Jackson is almost looked like he's going to walk out.
Wow. who's the one that's... Oh, hold on. What about Don Williams, complete with his cigarettes?
All right.
He looks good. He carries them right with him.
I have a question for you. Have any of these melted at all?
Never.
Never?
No, you know, cold weather is worse on them than hot weather.
Really?
Yeah, they'll crack in real cold weather. All
right. May I ask you, in the wax figure I'm looking at, and I'm not a country music aficionado. I'm a fan, but not an aficionado.
You're a fan of this man, Don.
Is that?
Oh, hello, darling.
Conway.
Over here. Let me whisper in your ear.
Oh, Twitty City was the greatest.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. You know, hello, darling. Yeah.
Hello,
you
darling.
You have a statue of Buck Owens here, and Buck Owens appears to be wearing some kind of a Hawaiian luau hat. I remember Buck Owens wearing, like, a cowboy hat.
No, he's in the cornfield of Hee Haw. He's got on corn, got all the corn growing in front of him. That's an actual set off of Hee Haw.
Wow.
Is it really?
And then the overhaul is over, you know, we've got the figures on it of Hee Haw. And then the hat goes with the cornfield. Uh-huh. And that's Buck and them right in the middle of the field, just like he was on the show.
Hey, who's, I'm seeing a lot of famous people like Mel Tillis, but who's Pee Wee King?
Pee Wee King wrote the Tennessee Waltz.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he was with the Golden West Cowboys on the Grand Ole Opry for about 35 years.
I like that.
The Grand Ole Opry.
Hello, folks.
Well, now where are all of these country music statues, these wax figurines, where are they being stored right now?
They're in a museum. It's still operating.
Oh, so you're basically closing the museum.
We're closing the museum. Going to use a building for another purpose.
So how will you ship these? Let's say that I'm the schmuck. Excuse me. I'm the wonderful. I'm the lucky guy that gets the winning bid. How will you send them to me? In refrigerated trucks?
Yeah, no, it's very simple. The heads come right off of them. What's good about Johnny Cash, he was the first one I got in.
Okay.
He owned a motel with a big picture window.
Yeah.
So I took him in, laid him in bed, pulled a cover up around his neck, left the windows open, and told everybody he had rented the room for the weekend. He was sleeping in that, tapped out. Everybody came by, looked in that window to see Cash laying in bed.
Yeah, brother. Okay, now, John, what about... Your gift shop, you own a gift shop that's called Willie Nelson's?
We own that. That's a museum next door.
Oh, and tell us about that.
Well, we got all of Willie Nelson's things in there. And you remember Artie Murphy, the great hero of World War II?
Yeah, absolutely, sure.
We got his medal, his uniform, and his gun he used in the Old West.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. I like Audie Murphy.
Did you know he lived in Nashville and was a songwriter for a while?
Eddie Murphy?
He was flying out of Nashville when he got killed in Virginia.
How did he get killed in Virginia?
A plane crash.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
They were flying in bad weather.
Man, you got everybody here. I'm looking at this. You got everybody here.
So now that...
Brother.
Now that I'm looking at this and I'm wondering, when you finally get... It, and the bid that you want is how much are you looking for the whole collection?
We put a bid on it for all of it, 400 and some thousand. But let me tell you what that includes, the sets. Like Johnny Cash has got a full-scale train in there. You know, the engine looking at the front of it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Each set is tied to something with that star, like Kenny Rogers is playing at a blackjack table.
He's
a gambler. Yeah.
Is Buck Owens anatomically correct?
We got Buck Owens and them in the Hee Haw set. Those are the Hee Haw show.
Oh, yeah. What if I was a weird Hee Haw fan obsessed with, all right, I'll say it, Minnie Pearl.
Yes.
And if I wanted to imagine life with Minnie, what it would be like to be with Minnie.
Yes. I think I know what you're getting at.
Would that be okay with you if I bought the set but you knew that I would
we'd sell the whole set.
What if you knew that I would be taking the Minnie out of the collection?
You mean in making Minnie your wife, basically?
Yeah.
you could do what you want to.
If you buy the whole set.
Let me tell you the way they're put together. Each one of these figures has a steel rod that goes down one leg.
Oh, my.
It is bolted to the floor, so we had to drill through the shoes that they have on to fasten it to the floor to keep them standing.
That's true.
There's a trick to all of it.
Sure. Oh, man.
Can you get me
to... Let me tell you another thing. All of these stars are to the actual size, and the clothing, most of it at one time, was all original. And we got the same size head, the same size body that the star, like Jimmy Dickens, is only 5'2".
Tell you what, Minnie can have my steel rod.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of people talk about wanting to buy a Minnie.
Ah, yeah, a lady.
We've had enough to sell them all in one group and the sets in one group.
Could you get me a Gunilla Hutton figure? Remember Gunilla Hutton from Yeehaw?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was the blonde, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Gunilla Hutton. Do you have Gunilla Hutton?
No, I don't know. I don't remember that one.
Oh, do you have Lulu? Do you have Lulu from Yeehaw?
Bob Loomis?
No, Lulu, like the big girl with the overalls?
Yeah.
You have Lulu?
No, she's not in there.
How about Junior Samples?
No, we didn't put Junior.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, I won't be able to bid on your collection. Buzz?
Yes.
But we got Loretta Lynn and a whole group of the rest. Let me tell you about Ernest Tubb. When I made his,
okay,
I said, Ernest, you ought to come in and look at it. He said, Lord, no, it makes me think I'm dead. I don't want to see that.
Yeah. A lot of them do look dead, that's for sure.
Well, let me tell you what a wax figure is. When a man dies, they use a certain light to put on him because he almost turns to wax.
Really?
You have to put a certain light on the coffin to make him, you know, look natural.
Well, now you're creeping me out.
A wax figure is just like a dead person when you're looking at it.
Yeah, you're right. I bet you're starting to... Hey, that price is starting to go up as you're talking about that.
Now, did you make a lot of these yourself?
No, we got... I had them made... About 90% of them came from California.
And Buzz...
A lady named Rio Rita.
Buzz is on the eBay website now, and Buzz, was this an easy item to find?
Oh, yeah, very much. I just entered country and wax.
Has the price gone up since we've been talking on the radio?
Let me go back. I've been so busy looking at the pictures. No, let me refresh it. I've still got 101,000. Let me see what it says now.
What, do you think you're going to get your number? What, you want 400 grand for these?
Tell me that the bid don't come in strong to the last 3 or 4 days.
That is true.
Up
that
to 105,000.
So we're looking at the last 3 or 4 days that they'll start bidding against each other.
Mm-hmm. So when does bidding close on this?
I think we got about another 18 days.
Mm-hmm. Listen, let's get back to you towards the end, like in 17 days, to see if we can help push this price up over. Oh, they have Grandpa Jones.
Yes, they do.
Ironic.
Original outfit, the Spring Bean, the suit that he's got on was in his suitcase the night he got killed.
I have a question for you. If we were to, we've kind of promoted this type of thing, and if we were to get that in, and you got your number, do you have any lying around that maybe weren't associated with the museum that you could spare, that are kind of, even if they were in disrepair, anyone we could have that we could put in the studio here?
I tell you what, if you'll wait till after the 18 more days...
Okay, we can do that. Okay.
I'll probably have some left over.
Oh, that'd be great. You're having
I'll tell you what I'll do. Yeah, I'll even do lock it. Him up and ship him.
He has Elvis. I know he's got Elvis, but Buzz, that would be asking too much.
Yeah, we'd be asking too much.
Okay. He's asking too much for Elvis.
I just want a wax dummy in here. I've always wanted a wax dummy in here, and, Joe just doesn't go far enough.
I got to tell you a little one that may be a little off color, but it'll go over there. We had a cleanup girl when we first built at the museum 22 years ago.
Yeah.
And in Elvis, I caught her in there with his zipper open, a hand in there, said, I always wanted to do this.
He's 10 colors
when I walked up.
I'll bet.
These dummies and their clothes, do they have any appreciable odor?
How many what?
Any odor? Any odor to them? Do they smell bad?
If I was to smell Grandpa Jones's clothes,
right,
would they smell like him?
Probably did.
Probably did.
The old boots smell pretty bad.
I'll bet.
Okay.
I'll bet.
John, you're the eBay guy of the... You got the fanfare there, Robbie? The eBay guy of the day, John Hobbs.
Must be rolling time for Hee-Haw. Oh, boy.
All right. It's the eBay item of the day.
Oh.
Really, this guy's not affiliated with the show. We just saw this on eBay.
He said he might, after the 18 days, if he gets his number, he might send us a... And, you know, to me, it doesn't matter what wax dummy he gets. If he can spare one,
nor
I'd
would
love
it matter to me.
Just to have it right in the corner of the studio.
Would that be great?
That would be fun.
You send me all the address and everything, and your people's got it.
All right, John, thank you.
And
all
I'll
right,
send you a finger.
Cool.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
Let me
nice.
See. I don't know. Do you have? Gosh, I'm looking.
Hey, if you ever in Nashville, come in. We own the Nashville Palace Nightclub right there next door. And you need to come in and have a drink with us and see what's going on in Nashville, Tennessee.
I found
very good, John. Oh, you found the one you wanted, John?
Charlie Pride,
my hero.
Charlie Pride. All right, John, nice to have you on the show on eBay. This is Country Music Wax Museum Memorabilia Collectibles. Over 50 life-size figures, sets, clothes. Up for auction. Current bid is $105,000.
Good luck to you, John.
Good luck. Glad to talk to you.
All right, hold on, dude. All right, Rob. Get him back. Hold on a second. Get him back on in 17 days.
I mean, I think...
We need to have a wax dummy.
I believe he was sincere. I think he's going to send us something, especially if he gets a good number out of
That'd
it.
That'd be great.
Some of these...
they're funny to look at.
Some of them look real, and some of them are not even close
you
to
know what
human.
Marty Robbins looks like Liberace.
Yeah, but you know what doesn't look real? The arms and hands.
Yeah.
Because they all have that kind of... But maybe they were in different positions when they were... Well, they said that they still have them in the museum.
Look at Charlie Daniels. You think that looks like Charlie Daniels?
That's a classic example of the arms.
But Hank Williams Jr. looks very real.
But at the very same time, even though they don't look necessarily lifelike, they look more deathlike.
Yeah, we gotta have one.
I'd take any one of them.
We gotta have one. So anyway, that's the eBay thing. Oh, Tom Gavin is on the phone.
Does he want something?
Some good news, it says.
Got some good news, guys.
What's the good news, Tom?
WEBR is on the internet. Web stream, we went up on today.
Oh, you mean your cable access show is available on the internet?
Yes, it is.
That is good news.
That means everybody that's listening around the country can now hear Tom Gavin's show.
Yes.
Can a wax figure be far behind?
when is your show on, Tom?
Wednesday, 1 to 3.
So it's already over?
Yep.
All right, talk to you next week.
Congratulations.
Wait a minute, guys. I haven't been on at all.
I know you haven't. And you know why?
Why?
Because we love Dennis.
No.
Yeah.
Dennis is the best.
Yeah, and we're sending Dennis to Los Angeles, and Dennis might be on Spike TV.
Wait a minute. Why don't you send me instead of him?
No,
we've already decided. We like Dennis.
No.
Did you want to mention the bet?
No.
Oh, but Tom.
We have some good news for you.
How about this, Tom?
Good news for you.
Tom, Mike decided.
Mike, what is it?
For the
it's a bet. It's a bet, Tom.
The Red Sox bet this year. Mike thinks that the Red Sox will win the American League East by 2.5 games.
Yeah.
I don't think they will.
Yes, they will.
What is it?
I checked the note. It's two games.
Two games.
Just two games.
Two games.
All right.
By two games. The loser,
uh-huh.
Tom, listen to this. Whenever this happens in June, as I expect, or perhaps July or August.
June.
Whenever it happens.
You're funny.
Whenever it happens. You're going to come down to the station. We'll send a limo to get you.
Yeah.
We'll have a massage table here.
Yeah.
You're going to get naked.
Yeah.
You're going to put a towel on.
Yeah.
And then one of us is going to massage you.
A full body massage. We didn't didn't settle on a time. I believe an hour would be too much. I think a half hour massage.
What kind of limo? Big limo? Big stretch one?
Yeah, big gigantic one.
And then you're going to lie down on your stomach on a massage table.
And Mike will be...
And Dom will massage you.
Mike will be kneading your glutes. And feeling, and as Mike said yesterday, that includes a foot massage.
A foot massage.
This was you.
Yeah, I know.
Your idea, Mike.
It's getting better, isn't it?
Yes, it is. All right, Tom.
Who is Charlie?
He's not here right now, Tom.
We got to fly, Tom. Hey, why don't you say Gavin out? And we'll go. Do you know who Ryan Seacrest is?
Yeah.
Who is he?
He's on Star Trek.
Right. Well, you know how he says at the end of every Star Trek, he says Seacrest out?
Yep.
Why don't you say Gavin out?
Gavin out! We meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you sweaty.